The next chapter is about to begin. Guns N' Roses, The Return.
Kobe.
Saturday, July 11th, Comerica Park, Guns N' Roses.
Kobe.
Now they bring an all-new show back to North America. Get access to preferred seating with your city card. Get tickets at tigers.com/GNR. Guns N' Roses. It will be epic.
Kobe.
Hey, what's poppin'? The Drew and Mike Show rolling into the weekend. It's the Friday show, and today's a big day because at noon, those Guns N' Roses tickets are on sale that you just heard about. And who's opening for Guns N' Roses? Trudy has, she's calling it breaking news.
Breaking news. I get to say that. Smashing Pumpkins are going to be opening for Guns N' Roses.
Great. That's a hell of a bill.
Yeah.
Man.
No.
I was reading sort of a hypey thing about the excitement about the summer concert. There really are some cool shows coming around.
Every single show.
Because we've got a Stones date, too.
Whoa.
Rolling Stones 2020 North American tour dates include June 10th. Is that Ford Field?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Gotta kind of like see them outdoors, really.
Yeah, but...
But it'll sound better in Ford Field,
definitely.
I guess.
Yeah. And Mick doesn't want to get too hot.
What's so funny about that?
I don't know. What does it matter if they're outdoors?
Well,
they're still on a stage. It's probably covered.
I've seen them at...
I
saw them at Spartan Stadium. They did sound very good. And I saw them at... The only time I've ever been to Columbus was to see them at the Horseshoe.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. It was just... Maybe it's the wind blowing through Mick's hair.
You like to look at the stars as it gets dark, right?
It was really cool. I don't know, the Stones are cool any day, anytime, is GNR, as are the Pumpkins. We got that Motley Crue coming around, too.
And Sammy Hagar just announced, about, I think, middle of last week.
I'm not as excited about
that. Concert.
I don't think that belongs in the same category as the shows I'm talking about.
Well, it's just the last 2 weeks there have been a lot of big shows.
Just all the dudes on the stage, all y'all get.
Where's... Oh, is that going to replace "I don't want you coming out here unless you're hard"?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't want him coming out here unless he's hard.
I do not want him coming out on stage unless he's hard.
They're both. excellent drops.
The other breaking news Pearl Jam is going to do the Apollo Theater. They're performing in Harlem at the Apollo.
Trudy, why are you so determined to break news today?
Because it is breaking.
But
news.
The Apollo
are you going?
Theater. I mean, how many?
No,
of us...
but it's huge.
How many of us can really find our way to the Apollo Theater?
You can get breakfast, too.
This is Stone Gossard, the guitarist for Pearl Jam, and I want you to join me and the band in New York.
Now, if you're going to win this trip, do you need to know that he's the guitarist from Pearl Jam? Wouldn't you just assume you...
I don't know any of the other guys except Eddie.
Really? Yeah, you do. Mike McCready?
Yeah.
Well, I know of him.
Back-to-back concerts. To support a great cause, we're flying you and a friend out to see us performing at the Apollo Theater in Madison Square Garden. You'll get two...
You can also win breakfast with Stone.
It seems very half-assy that Eddie's not doing it.
Thank you.
Can we get Mike McCready? No. Jeff Ament?
No, he's still sleeping.
No, man, he can't do that. Not
in a meeting. All right, Valentine's Day, it's really coming up. Get your sweetheart in the mood with a gift from Lover's Lane. Three ways to shop for all your bedroom essentials. Loverslane.com, 35 retail locations, and the all-new sexdrive.com for the hottest stuff even Cupid can't get his hands on. Featuring quality sex toys, vibrators, fun and exciting toys for couples. Sex Drive also has an incredible selection of erotic apparel and naughty gift ideas perfect for Valentine's. Shop early. Visit sexdrive.com. Powered by Lover's Lane.
Yeah, we'll have a boner line, too, that they
Kobe.
Bring to us in a little bit here.
What is on... What kind of activity is on the boner line? I'm always afraid to ask.
No, it's good. It's just about various topics we've discussed in the last few days. However, a lot of people, they thought they heard something when they heard their Brian McIntyre or Brian McKnight song for Kobe. Huh? So there's a series of separated at births with that song.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued.
It'll be good.
Well, it's been a crazy couple weeks, and I don't know. I feel like everything is being taken in a crazy way. You know, for example, we had the Kobe death, and then we had the reporter suspended, and then Rush Limbaugh gets cancer, and we've been arguing amongst ourselves, I mean, mostly just a couple of people in the audience and me, about whether or not we should have prayed that he got cancer or feel our prayers are answered or, you know, send out a shitty tweet or whatever. And I think that, you know, now we've got another brouhaha with Kobe because Gayle King interviewed Lisa Leslie and asked her about his legacy and the rape. I didn't see. We'll see in a second here. I thought that's, you know, he's been dead for a week and a half. Mm-hmm. This is not fiction. This is not something Gayle King made up. I think as a reporter interviewing someone, I thought it was a reasonable question. But it seems to me that there's just no rules for anything anymore.
No, there's no decorum whatsoever.
And someone accused me of trying to be Miss Manners all of a sudden. Like, no, you know.
Why are you Miss Manners all of a sudden?
Because I thought putting out the tweet about Kobe raping someone right after a helicopter killed 9 people.
Yeah.
I just thought it was
bad taste.
Yeah. And I understand people hate Rush Limbaugh. I mean, honestly, if you're this far over here, this far over here, you're in the hate zone, and I guess people are going to tweet crappy things. And it's interesting. I was emailed by somebody about, well, there were 2 emails. One guy was angry because I said that people shouldn't, you know, if you got stage 4 cancer, I don't know, it seems like you got enough bad karma has whacked you. Without people. Although, who fucking, why do I fucking care? I don't care. I don't listen to Rush Limbaugh. So, anyway, somebody had
he's got AIDS.
Had said that, you know, how could I be surprised that people do that? And I didn't say I was surprised. I just wondered who would be the first, you know, known person, celebrity type. Mm-hmm. And actually, there was only a couple, right? It wasn't open season on Rush Limbaugh, was it?
Big names let loose on Rush. I did see a ton of, you know, randos on Twitter, but I didn't see a lot of big names. I'll have to take a look.
Right, regular people, sure.
I mean, you got to get it in before he dies, so he might be able to see it, I guess.
But I don't
thinking.
I don't think that that's me saying that Rush Limbaugh is untouchable. It wasn't anything like that. It just got stage 4 cancer, and seems to be a law-abiding person.
AIDS.
He had a drug problem, but anyway, I just. Honestly, it just dawned on me that we just don't have any rules anymore. Or all the old rules are being thrown out. And I don't know. I just thought it was, I don't know, I think it's kind of adult of me to.
I know all the rules.
To not want mean things to be said about people when they die. Even Kobe Bryant and Rush Limbaugh.
You're kind of more adult than you used to be, you know?
I've evolved. But the thing is, what's funny is
next
that.
Thing you know, OJ's going to die. We're not going to be able to talk about him killing 2 people.
Right.
Well, come on. There are exceptions. There.
I'm just saying.
There's some people that are flipping horrific or, you know, I don't want to get into that. But
well, how many people?
Anyway, the guy. The second guy they're wrong about Rush Limbaugh, and he, I guess he thought we were kissing his ass. Not just me. He thought everybody's kissing Rush Limbaugh's ass, and I don't think so. We're just saying he's successful. So,
as far as a broadcaster, he's pretty remarkable.
He's extremely successful.
He's amazing in how he does what he does.
But
hate it or like it.
Anyway, the first one of the people that objected, I wrote him back and said, you know what? I don't really know why I'm in this discussion because I don't even listen to Rush Limbaugh. It doesn't mean anything to me. I'm not a far-right person who's like, anything Rush Limbaugh's... No, I don't... And in fact, I've been reading, like, here's 5 really shitty things that Rush Limbaugh said. I didn't even remember them.
Oh.
I mean, I remember maybe 1 or 2 of them, but I it was like, oh, I don't remember these controversies that well. Mostly, I remember his drug problem.
They did a 5 things list of Rush Limbaugh's. Well,
everybody remembers McNabb. And then
the what?
The McNabb thing. McNabb, no, yeah. I absolutely remember that. And that was stupid. I don't know why he said that.
And people seem to be jumping all over him because of his stance on health care in the past. Because
yeah, so they want him to get shitty health care during his phase 4 cancer.
I know, which is dumb because the guy is worth $1 billion. No.
So anyway, the person wrote me back.
I just want him to go to acting class.
I wrote and said, you know, I don't listen to Rush Limbaugh. I don't really want to be mixed up in this thing. And I'm thinking, you know, there are no rules. Why do I care? And they wrote me back and said, you know what? I've never listened to Rush Limbaugh either. They said, how did you and I get sucked into this thing?
Ready for a fun fact? I went to his taping of his TV show in 1995.
Oh.
Do I have to leave?
Yeah.
Later.
Go.
I remember you telling us about that.
Is that not ridiculous?
A taping of a show.
Were you at Michigan at the time?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So my...
Did you learn a lot?
I learned a ton. You know what I remember from that trip? It's kind of ridiculous, but my grandma, rest in peace, love her to death, she would always enter every grandkid in every drawing.
Uh-huh.
So it was some radio station that aired him down in Toledo, and it was a trip to New York City. I'm like, cool, we won. So I took my dad, and what I remember from the trip was a prostitute soliciting my dad and I walking on the streets of New York.
Cool.
And me just going, God, that'd be really weird that a prostitute... a dad and his son. I don't know why. Just that's what I remember from the trip.
What a trip that was.
Yeah, and we saw Rush tape his show.
Wow. Is,
and we have actual
live
audio.
TV. Oh, really? Great.
Of the Fellhauer House cool. The next week.
Who do I owe for the prostitutes? Is that the politically correct term, or is it hoes or whores? Hit me up. I'm good for it.
That's my mom. Teams.
Wow.
Kobe.
That's pretty wild. Well, you know, people change. People grow, evolve, as I have.
That's my connection to Rush. That's
the Rush Limbaugh thing continues as today AOC was angry because of the fakeness of the award.
Well, I was kind of,
why did he act surprised?
Okay, I was kind of appalled at how surprised he acted because, Brandon, you and I knew that he was getting it that night like 4 hours beforehand. So what, the whole world kept silent and didn't tell him about it?
Well, no, wait a minute. Why did he think he was there if he didn't think he was getting one?
Maybe
of those?
He was just by watching.
Oh, come on, man.
No, but no one's ever, they don't give those awards out at
by the way, Trump
State
is,
of the Union.
Trump is going to be in a serious depression because the State of the Union address had bad ratings.
Oh, that's right.
37 million people, and last year he did 46 million. Wow. But I think it's because people that just can't are never Trump people, and also maybe people who are just so sick of the impeachment and everything else, they just can't bear to watch it. I think it's because they
don't. You feel most people are just over it all.
Yeah, I kind of do.
There's the 80%, what the exhausted majority are just kind of like, all right, this guy's president and probably will be for 4 more years. So.
I don't know. Social media has been a pain in the ass the last few days. That's everything is political, media. Political.
I know. I'm so exhausted. It's so exhausting. And everybody
media.
Has to fight. And
why can't they be talking about Cheer on Netflix instead of the State of the Union?
I move that we do talk about Cheer on Netflix. I just haven't watched it.
But that's what I watched. That's what I watched instead.
I'm going to check out The Pharmacy on your recommendation.
Oh, The Pharmacist.
The Pharmacist?
Oh, man.
A big meme that I just keep seeing is, you know, Trump, and it says, you know, forever acquitted or acquitted forever or whatever. And that's just, that's silly to me.
Oh, hold on. I have to interrupt. Jan said, what's the source of your bad ratings for Trump? CNN?
Fake news.
Jan is mad at me because I think there was a Jan, maybe you can pop in there. He saw me in a picture, and I had CNN in the background.
He does not like CNN.
So...
Wow.
I mean, that's what it's come to. It's like somebody else accused me of watching Fox News. You probably watch Fox News. It's like, wait a second. So I can't watch either one, apparently.
I guess not.
Well, that
fake news.
Yeah, the paper you read.
The failing New York Times.
But generally, CNN is on upstairs. That doesn't mean that I love CNN or anything. And
so dumb.
Whatever. It's Fox so News dumb. Had the biggest rating, so for the... State of the Union. They had 11.5 million people.
Can you give us a question? Mr. President-elect.
Go ahead.
Mr. President-elect, since you are attacking our news organization, can you give us a chance?
Your organization.
You are attacking our news organization.
Your organization.
Can you give us a chance
to
ask a question, sir?
Go ahead.
Sir, can you state, Mr. President-elect, can you state categorically, Mr. President-elect, can you give us a question?
Don't be rude.
You're attacking us. Can you give us a question?
Don't be rude.
Can you give us a question?
I'm not going to give you a question.
Can you state categorically?
You are fake news.
Sir, can you state categorically that? No, Mr. President-elect, that's not appropriate.
Where is he today, that guy, Jim?
Jim Acosta. He's still there every day.
He is?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
He's still on that beat.
Does he ever get called on? No, there aren't any.
Well, I might as well cover, before we get to Gayle King, I want to get to Gayle King here. We're getting way off course, but did you see that Bette Midler was all upset because Trump's pinned tweet says Trump 2020, Trump 2024, Trump 2028, and it goes up and up and up. It's a joke. She put out a video and said, if he wins again, he will rule you until he dies, you die, or both. She thought it was serious, I guess, or that he's a fascist, so therefore, or a dictator, so therefore he's going to change the laws. I think she said his friends will help him change the laws or something. Oh. So anyway, Bette Midler is very upset. AOC's upset. And Nancy Pelosi was upset this morning. She called the State of the Union thing. Oh, God. She was. I thought maybe there'd be some, like, everybody just sort of dropping all the
drama.
What was I thinking? Yen-yen. Everybody just made it worse today, in my opinion. She said it wasn't a State of the Union. It was a state of mind, that Trump looked sedated, that he shredded the truth, and he shredded the Constitution. And that's why.
It was all bullshit.
Wait, that's funny because that guy said, no, it was Pence that said, I don't know if she ripped the speech in half or if she ripped the Constitution in half. So apparently, well, whichever side you're on, if you rip something, it's the Constitution.
She was very angry about Rush Limbaugh getting the Medal of Honor, Presidential Medal of Freedom, I'm sorry, which is what AOC was so mad about. And, you know, can somebody get a list of the Presidential Medal of Freedom winners in the past?
Because ton of them.
I didn't really understand why he was getting the Presidential Medal of Freedom. He's a broadcaster.
He's dying.
I know he's dying. I'm not really worked up about it one way or the other, but there was a lot.
That dude's dying ASAP.
There was a lot. Okay, Jan, don't get triggered. I had CNN in the kitchen last night.
Uh-oh.
And there was a conversation going on that, how could Rush Limbaugh get the same award as Rosa Parks? Yeah. And we all love Rosa Parks.
Oh, my God. Who cares?
I don't. I know. Well, these are politicians. And Rush Limbaugh is a, AOC called him a virulent or a virulent.
Virulent.
Virulent, yeah.
That's what she meant to say.
Oh.
She said virulent.
She mispronounced the word, said he was a somethinglent racist. And then, of course, whoever was on CNN.
Corrected.
They said it right. Oh. They quoted her and said it right.
Oh, I see.
Which I thought was a poor quote.
Nice job! None of you!
You know, this is
so
this
award. Who has won the Presidential Medal of Freedom?
Like 10,000 people.
Okay, I mean, how about the recently. Last 2 years, 5 years? Right. Last 10 years.
Who did Obama give it to?
Obama gave it to Billie Jean King,
Beyonce, Dona,
Stan Musial, Pat Summitt, Dean Smith, Ernie
Banks. Stan Musial.
Cool.
Yeah.
Great guy. I met him once.
Stan the man? I love Stan the man.
He was about 100 when I met him, too. So
right now, I'm only in sports. I'm telling you, they award this thing out probably okay, well, 15 a day.
How about entertainment? Do people win it in entertainment?
Let's see. Oh, yeah.
How about this guy?
Kobe.
I don't know. I'll have to.
We'll get to Kobe. Oh my God! Is he the center of a bunch of crap today?
I wonder how many of these people that you could say like, well, he allegedly raped somebody, or he did this, or there's something very negative to cancel them.
So Obama gave one to Oprah.
What?
Lorne Michaels, Ellen.
Why?
George Bush gave one to
Oprah. She doesn't move gays forward. I mean, I can understand Ellen.
I like both. Oprah's okay.
No, I like Oprah. I basically like Oprah. I don't really have a problem with Oprah.
Wait, go to the computing list. What computer people got in it? Do we ever know any of them?
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not a fan of Oprah. I think she's cool, generally. She's a nice person.
You're
going to
be in so much trouble for saying Oprah is cool.
Trump loves giving them to the athletes, so he's giving one to Roger Staubach, Tiger Woods, Bob Cousy,
Cousy,
Jerry West, Mariano Rivera, and Roger Penske.
Sure.
Okay, what? Let's go back to. Did you cover all the entertainers, Ellen and whoever else you said?
Oh, I can go back.
All the Obama
more.
People.
Let's see.
Well, does Rush Limbaugh seem terribly out of line there?
Well, he's the only third person from radio to get one. Lowell Thomas got it.
Ooh. He sucks.
What the hell is that?
And Paul Harvey.
Paul Harvey?
But
the rest of the story.
So check out George Bush for entertainment. He gave Brian P. Lamb, no idea. Andy Griffith.
The hell is Brian P.
Andy Griffith.
Carol Burnett, Julia Child, Fred Rogers, and Bill Cosby.
Whoa, cancel him.
AOC didn't say anything about that. But I got to say this for Bill Cosby. He loved getting awards. He must have campaigned for all this stuff. Didn't he have like 50 honorary degrees?
Yes.
He's like a quadruple PhD.
Yep.
He's fun to give awards to, I bet, until backstage you were passed out.
Yeah.
It was
I don't know. He liked to lecture, too.
It was a lot of work getting people to undo those awards when it all happened. It was like, we no longer credit him with an honorary degree at Temple.
Hey, hey.
It seemed like there was every day someone was saying that.
One more for you. Barack Obama has given one to
what?
Melinda Gates.
And Bill.
Melinda Gates.
And Bill.
Oh, yeah, Bill, too. But.
That's hilarious. Well, wait, they do have the charity.
Wait, hold on, hold on.
That she started with his money.
They started with his money.
She started with
it. Is Melinda Gates Trudy?
He was in trouble, and she's like, we're starting a charity.
People probably accept you as more reasonable than me. Does Melinda Gates deserve the Presidential Medal of Freedom with Bill Gates?
For sleeping with Bill Gates?
For trapping his penis, yeah. And she is involved in the charity.
She maybe
with his money.
Deserves like a couple eighths of that.
So you think there should be one
fraction.
For one for Bill and Melinda Gates, and it probably should be to Bill, shouldn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I mean,
I just don't know what she achieved other than fucking you know Bill Gates.
I bet you he gave it to Bill Gates, and Bill's like, can you just give one to Melinda? She's just going to take this one from me.
She's going to get mad if I get one and she doesn't get one.
It's not going to be good for you or me, Barack. Can you just give her one, too?
I think her brilliant achievement is having the female partners or the spouses of brilliant people being recognized as an equal. That was her biggest. She's a pioneer.
I got one of those awards, too.
One of those awards.
Hawk. Good. Stephen Hawking got one
Hawk.
In 2009 from Barack Obama.
Nice.
Uh-oh.
See, his gyrating women didn't bother Barack Obama.
Or the Epstein connection.
Oh, that. That's right. Epstein made a special submarine that Hawk could go in.
Yeah.
So Hawk was really beholden to him. Plus
I celebrated with bitches that night. Yeah,
I was about to say.
Oh, fuck you.
The submarine plus the chicks.
Yeah, right. Nice. Hey, I feel bad that Kirk Douglas got canceled, too.
I don't even understand this.
I was reading his obituary last night thinking what a great guy he was because he stood up for people during the, you know, the Red Scare, Dalton Trumbo or something like that.
You mean
like
the
that.
Blacklist?
Yeah, the blacklisting.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm like, wow, he's
like
a really decent dude.
The Blacklist?
Yeah.
Those were Hollywood people who had attended a Communist Party event or maybe a family member or a friend. I mean, it was the most broad brush guilt by association thing, and people couldn't work. This went on for a long time. And I think it was it the end of Joe McCarthy that ended the Blacklist?
Yep.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Okay. Joseph McCarthy was the, this is my history lesson for those of you younger listeners
okay,
to the
boomer.
Drew Black Show. No, they should have learned it in school, too. But does everyone know who Senator Joe McCarthy is?
They should.
Yeah.
I think they should, too.
Oh, you mean in this room?
The
phony
Russia hoax.
No, I mean people listening.
Yeah, I would think so.
Okay.
Sure.
Somebody's feeling really dumb, Trudy. He's a senator from Wisconsin.
Is he related to Melissa? And
Melissa McCarthy?
Jennifer McCarthy.
And he started this crazed Red Scare where, you know, he would point out people. I mean, he essentially was just communist paranoid beyond your wildest dreams because at that time we were in the Cold War. And so, you know, he's red and he's married her, so she's red. And I mean, it was just this horrible. It was canceling people.
Yeah.
That's what it was, wasn't it?
It definitely was. Yeah.
And,
he started it.
The difference is that some of the people being canceled, I think, should be canceled. But that's the problem. It's not a good system to always get it right. And if you're going to cancel somebody, shouldn't they be...
We're due process!
Shouldn't they be cancelable?
Due process.
Well, we've seen some horrible cancellations.
Of course. Yeah, I know. America.
Well, and you know, the guy... I don't want to talk about this guy anymore.
Just the
Chick-fil-A guy.
The rest of Kirk Douglas is he was giving credit to some of those writers who were canceled.
Oh,
where Hollywood producers would be like, "Hey, you can't work with your name. All right, we're going to hire you, but we're not going to pay you what we would pay you if you
write under this fake name, and we'll pay you one-tenth
minimum wage." Yeah.
That was the movie Bryan Cranston was in, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. You weren't going to credit the movie, Trudy? You were just going to act as though You were there?
I forgot the name of it.
I don't remember it either. I
remember he was in a bathtub, though.
Was it widely known? Was it widely known that he had hooked up with Natalie Wood in the past?
No, I had never heard that.
Kirk Douglas?
And to find out, Kirk Douglas was canceled by a blogger. He lived to 103, and the day after he dies, a blogger.
Sounds like he fingered her.
This is what I keep saying. I want there to be some kind of order to all this so I can put it in categories and understand it.
No, you're never getting there.
I know. I know better, believe me. But, you know, Mick Jagger, Radon Chong comes out and says, yeah, Mick Jagger was banging me when I was 15.
Sounds like he fingered her.
And I loved it. So I don't know what to do with that, but, you know, Mick Jagger... I think he's cool enough
that it's okay.
And I think there's some other girls.
Love you, Jagger.
You know what?
Why can't it go back to the implied victim? And if they're okay with it, if they've accepted an apology,
But Mark, Radon Chong couldn't consent because she was 15. That's not consent.
No, I understand.
She can't.
I understand that. But now reflecting on it, can't she see it for what it was or how she felt about it?
Mick Jagger have to stay overseas like Roman Polanski then?
No, because I want to go to that show in June.
He's not being charged.
Okay, but Polanski. My point is that, you know, Mick Jagger just rocks on and nobody gives a shit. Yeah, it's Mick Jagger. Who wouldn't sleep with Mick Jagger?
Rockstar. Yeah.
Probably a benefit to her.
Music.
And actually, he put her in the Just Another Night video, which was his only solo hit.
Well, gave her work.
Yeah, well, good job, Weinstein. Job.
That was years later, too, when he wasn't banging her. So
Weinstein move.
And
except he wasn't ugly like Weinstein.
Exactly.
Was
that's really what it boils down to.
Okay, so this is where the order breaks up. Mick Jagger nails Radon Chong, and he's okay. Nobody even saying anything about it, really, except for we brought it up and a few other people. But then Kirk Douglas may have had sex with Natalie Wood when she was 16, although I think they say he, I think the blog said he raped her, but it's like, so what, a blog? What is it? Who is this person? What's the source? I mean, isn't this getting a little fucking crazy?
A bit.
When some jackass just whoosh, throws it out there, bloop, and we're actually, I mean, people are talking about it. It's not just, I mean, it was, Brandon mentioned it yesterday, it came up, didn't it?
By the way, I banged Radon Chong too.
Of course you did.
Bloop.
Meanwhile, those same people will love watching the next Christopher Walken movie.
Yeah, true. Right? Yeah. He drowned her.
Yeah.
No, he was on the boat. Yeah. Robert Wagner.
Wagner did, right?
Wags Robert may have, but I think Walken was in it.
Oh, I like that you called him Wags. There's no doubt people called him Wags. They should have. You can't be a Wagner and not be called Wags.
Yeah. Hell
yes. I just can't believe at 103 years old, he dies, and that night is when everybody comes out and starts, you know, just shaming him for it when they could have done it, I don't know, but
when they
8 years
been,
ago
they,
when
they,
the blog came out.
They should have been talking about how great he looked.
I just think it's kind of shitty. It's like, you know, his family.
At the end.
No.
103.
He didn't look a year over 120.
He did. He looked old for his age, and he was 103. That's really unusual.
Exactly. Why did he allow cameras anywhere near him in the last 10 years?
Why did he?
There's a picture of him and
and why did they have
Zeta
him,
Jones?
Why did they have him accept that award and talk when nobody fucking knew what he was talking about?
And Zeta
that
Jones.
Was awful. That was the most awkward thing. I feel like I was triggered.
And his wheelchair looked stupid.
Thank you all.
Zeta Jones standing next to him, too. It like hurt your eyes to see the two of them.
It was weird. I'm sorry.
You know, Catherine Zeta Jones.
Beautiful, but she has herpes. Or wait, she does?
No, she does. No, she has vagina gives
cancer
you. Pussy.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Cancer pussy. Sorry, I have
her handle online. Cancer pussy.
Oh.
cancer pussy.
Because
cancer pussy
is
taken.
But Michael's a good guy.
Damn it, I'm going to hell again.
I totally nailed Catherine Zeta-Jones.
What if you go on Twitter?
Wait, Hawk nailed her?
What if it said Catherine Zeta-Jones, blue check mark, at cancer pussy?
No, I want to.
Oh,
you want to? Okay. Well, that's understandable. I appreciate
it.
Does that give Hawk credibility, the fact that he said he wanted to as opposed to, because he said some pretty way out things.
Great ass.
What did he say?
Great ass.
Oh, great ass.
Absolutely. Kind of missed my point. But
open your ears.
Okay, Hawk. I want to mention Jim Bentley. because Jim Bentley is working at Zot Ford now.
Mm-hmm.
They're in Holly, and we are offering dinner with the show if you lease or buy a new or pre-loved car at Zot Ford by March the 15th. How about that?
He had a customer today.
He did?
I was texting back and forth. He goes, I got a customer right now. I'm with a customer.
Oh, he pulled a Gary Coleman on you?
Gary Coleman, kind of.
Yeah, I'm in a meeting right now, so I can't talk.
Anyway, Jim.
What the hell do you want?
Likes playing FIFA soccer on his phone. He likes
FIFA.
FIFA. FIFA. FIFA. What is it in accounting? Is it
FICA?
FIFO and FIFA? FIFO?
You're talking about FICA?
Oh, the FICA.
No, no. First in, first out. And
oh, first
in,
first out, yeah.
Why do I remember that? It's an inventory thing in accounting.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I took accounting in high school Ooh. And college.
It's still
and I
a
remember
thing.
FIFO. But I guess there wasn't a FIFO, was there?
Tax
or FIFA. I'm sure some accountant. Maybe Bill Bricky. My account will tell me what FIFO and FIFE is.
Bricky?
Yeah, Bill.
Yeah, Bill
Great
Brasky.
Accountant.
Bill.
He's a partner, too.
Bill Brasky.
Plant Moran. And Frank Audia. Frank Audia sent the magnets of Antonio Brown with the prison jersey.
Oh, really?
You can put the prison jersey over him.
Oh, nice.
And who sent the bag of dicks? Did we?
Same, right?
I thought it was him.
No, Frank did not send the bag of dicks. Oh. The bag of dicks came from someone else. Frank works for Plant and Moran. He can't
he
send people
never
bags
do that.
Of dicks.
No.
He's a partner, too.
Do you think the person that sent it's going, God, I can't believe they don't know that I sent the bag of dicks?
No, I talked to him on email, so I know he knows. I know. I just don't know his name off the top of my head. I'll
really
I'll find
focused him. On other dicks.
And the bag of dicks are still here. But anyway, Jim Bentley, dinner for you and a friend, a date, whatever, if you purchase or lease a new or used car from Zot Ford by March the 15th. So get to Zot Ford in Holly, where we guarantee Anthony Ketchum, the sales manager, and potentially Jim Bentley will save you tons of cash while making the process easy, fun, fast, and fun, fast, and easy. Plus, if you're the first listener in February to get your new vehicle at Zot Ford, Gabar will throw in a unique, one-of-a-kind February Slump Buster prize. Those were the signed shirts. But it turns out everyone is going to get a signed shirt. So
really,
I'll be part of the dinner. I know this is crazy.
Wow.
Why they're just giving the cars away now?
Well,
dinner with us. There's no, you can't put a price on that. And then the signed shirts.
Man.
So don't forget, they can lease brand new cars, trucks, and SUVs around $100 a month, or buy them with 0% financing up to $10,000 off sticker. Zot Ford in Holly. And happy New Year from our friends at Hall Financial. I think I said update that copy since it's February.
I know Larry David would not be happy with you.
He wouldn't.
It's too late.
You know, that's so true, though. Happy New Year by the 4th or so. It's just
pretty
old.
Silly.
Anyway, if you're paying more than 4% on your mortgage and you've got lingering high-interest credit card debt or one or the other, you may or may not know that right now rates are within fractions of a percentage point of their lows of the last 10 years. Smart idea to be called the company with over 1,000, almost 1,200 five-star reviews that's recently been averaging 10 days from start to finish on listeners who've applied for a refi of their mortgage, and that's Hall Financial. Saving money is smart, so start getting smart by calling 248-308-5000 or going to druinmike.hallfg.com. Is that Drew and Mike? That Hall
yes.
FG? Yeah, that's it. You also go to davidhallmortgage.com, or you can click the link on our website, and they are killing it over there. And boy, do we have a load of great endorsements from people. 248-308-5000. Make sure you tell them that we sent you the Drew and Mike Show. They're an equal housing lender, NMLS number 1467435. David Hall Financial.
We'll be opening the Hall Financial hotline in about 5 minutes.
Ah, yes, for Mr. Skin.
The Hall Financial Skype line. He actually will Skype in.
Oh, he is Skyping in.
Yeah. Well, okay. I mean, if we get to work.
So we're not going to be able to do Gail King in time.
Probably not.
Okay.
We got time for her.
5 minutes isn't enough.
I don't know we got time for that.
I think we need more than 5 minutes. Some aftermath from the impeachment. Trump used the word bullshit on network TV today, which we played the audio earlier.
Cool.
And did so someone go reference it? Did someone go, we've hit a new low?
Can we all say bullshit
now? It was
now?
All bullshit.
He's referring to the Russia probe there. But he was showing the Washington Post acquitted paper,
mm-hmm.
which he said was the first good headline
news?
He's had in the Washington Post ever. And I'm not kidding you. It was like a victory lap.
Yeah.
Which, I was trying to remember Clinton when Clinton...
He apologized.
Clinton... Yeah, he did. He did apologize, but he also he did couch it very cleverly, like it was a victory for the American people. Yes. I'd be interested in hearing his speech because I remember thinking, boy, that was rather righteous. Although Trump
apologized to everybody in the world,
Trump doesn't bother trying to make you think that there was anything to it. I think he said it was a perfect call today. In fact.
But that's what I was talking about with the social media is I'm seeing all these memes, and especially the big one, which is forever acquitted. No one thinks of Bill Clinton and goes, oh, Bill Clinton's forever acquitted. No, they think of Bill Clinton as impeached. Same thing with that Andrew Johnson or whatever.
That's the victory lap.
Trump will always be impeached in terms of the same as the other presidents that were impeached.
He did not say that today, just for the record. I'm just passing it along.
Now that the Senate has fulfilled its constitutional responsibility, bringing this process to a conclusion, I want to say again to the American people how profoundly sorry I am for what I said and did to trigger these events and the great burden they have imposed on the Congress.
See, that's
and on
what
the American people.
He should have stopped right there, Kobe. And that's what Trump should have said.
Mm-hmm. I also am humbled.
Humbled? Well, never.
And very grateful for the support and the prayers I have received from millions of Americans.
Why would anyone pray? I pray you didn't get that blowjob from Monica Lewinsky.
Now I ask all Americans, and I hope all Americans, here in Washington and throughout our land, will rededicate ourselves to the work of serving our nation and building our future together.
Wrong.
This can be, and this must be, a time of reconciliation.
Well, he's got cotton mouth, doesn't he?
And renewal.
He's talking very slow, too.
Oh, he does. Yeah, he's Dr.
He's
Phil.
Dr. Phil Hardism.
Thank you very much.
as hell.
That was it. That's all he said.
That's all he said. Mm-hmm. That's good. You know, Trump does things a little differently, and he called it a total acquittal, which I thought was interesting. A total acquittal? Acquittal, if you're acquitted, you're acquitted.
It was a complete and total exoneration.
And this is why I'm pissed, and I didn't expect anything different, but last night I noticed that the Republicans are, and Trump is doing it too, but there's other people, pounding on Mitt Romney, just pounding on him. Personally, I thought that Mitt Romney, this whole thing about his legacy.
He's a Democrat operative, isn't that?
Romney, he sucks!
They were bringing up the fact that he wanted to work for Trump. It doesn't have anything to do with it. I don't know why that has anything to do with it.
This is him getting back at Trump. It's so obvious. He really showed him with one vote.
I know. And the fact that he was choking up.
Well, yeah.
Was that fake?
Yes.
Why would you be choking up over that? And talking about his legacy and that he will always, I'll always have to live with this vote. And they're pointing out that, now he will go down in the history books because he's the only person who crossed party lines voting for impeachment.
And he'll go down in the books for putting that dog on the roof of his car as well. that's in there.
Well, that was overblown.
Across the country. It was not overblown.
Oh, come on.
The dog was crying the whole way. The kids were crying in the car, too.
There's so much wind in that dog's face.
That poor dog. That dog. Is that dog dead?
Oh, that dog's so
dead.
No,
the dog lived like 8 years after that.
He died like a dog.
It's funny. I thought Romney was a beautiful dog. I thought he could have been a really good candidate. It didn't work out. Yeah. But,
He had his talented dog. Magic underwear were really in a bunch.
Magic underwear.
Oh, I forgot it. Yeah.
That didn't work out well, didn't it?
It did not work out well. It didn't. Mr. Skin at MrSkin.com, and he's got his Anatomy Awards because we've got the Academy Awards.
Oh, crap. Really?
Sunday. I know. I'm really overwhelmed with these award shows and the
stuff
BAFTAs
is happening.
And,
Power Pack weekend, too, because we have the XFL on Saturday.
Oh, I think we got Mr. Ooh, Skin.
I'm kind of excited about the XFL.
Incoming.
Really?
There
Skin.
Is.
Well, yeah, Skin. The first week's exciting. And then nobody cares.
Hey, guys.
Whoa.
Hey.
We've got him on video.
You don't know how many tech guys it took at Mr. Skin for me to figure out how to use this.
Look at him, man. He looks so relaxed.
Wait, all the great tech work they do over there, because I have to tell you, because I now – have MrSkin.com. For a long time, it was always like I had to call Clark. What do I need again? And I just now I'm doing it all the time. Mm-hmm. And the slow mo replays are just
Skin Vision.
Skin Vision. That's great. Nice branding there.
I have a fantastic tech team, design team, and I'm very lucky. And when people come to our website, I often get the comment that this is like one of the most advanced websites I've ever been on. I've always said since the very early days of my website, all the great innovation on the internet was from the porn industry. All the great talent was – it's changed somewhat since then, but it still holds true with what I do.
You know what's funny about that, Skin? I'm not lying. This is something I learned at the University of Michigan. Anytime there's a new medium – porn is the one that advances it fastest and furthest because photography, magazine, videotape, it's always been porn at the forefront.
In the 1500s, when they invented the printing press, they did the Bible and then porn, and that's no BS.
Is that real?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
People love porn, believe it or not.
Mr. Skin, history and stuff. Mr. Skin, you're wearing your Sting scarf around your neck there, sort of.
Oh, yeah. There's a little chill in the air in my office. So.
Oh, come on. That's fashion. Style. It's admit fashion. It.
Oh, yeah. No, I wear scarves all the time, but there's a little chill here. We have a snowy day in Chicago.
Mm. My skin suddenly sounds.
I don't know if I like you guys seeing me.
I know. I was just going to call you soft for wearing a scarf when there's a little chill. No, we love you.
Definitely saw.
We're enjoying having you on Skype. It's great. I was going to ask you, this is probably, I don't know, maybe a couple months ago, and it's stuck in my brain because they were like, hey, is Mr. Skin, does he still make money? Because porn's free. I mean, it's everywhere. How can Mr. Skin still do what he does? And I'm like, well, he has the best site. I don't know how you could even wonder
it's
that.
It's organized, too. Yeah, that's the point.
You refine it. You refine the process.
Well, my argument is there's so much content out there in movies and television. There's so much stuff. And what we do is go through all of it and put it in one website, organize it, have fun with it, review it, rate it, make lists, do articles. And people are willing to pay money just like you pay for the New York Times online, even though you know what I'm saying? It's like I'm not comparing myself to the New York Times. But listen, people don't pay money to see a good website that organizes the information in a thorough and fun way, and that's what we do. Is it as easy to make money back in the Janet Jackson Super Bowl nip slip day, my greatest day ever, because I was the only place in the world that had those pictures? No, but we still do real well. We're very, very profitable.
And Mr. Man, because you said you would never go with male nudity, and then somewhere along the line, it was just too much to turn down.
Well, that's right. It was about 2013 when my guys came to me and said, listen, we're already going through Game of Thrones. Why can't we just also grab the male nudity? And I was like, well, I'm never going to talk about it on the radio. But as it turns out, our fastest growing website and the one that is getting more and more profitable every year is Mr. Man. In fact, I'm not here to talk about it today, but the Manatomy Awards are happening at Mr. Man. You don't want to miss the award for best crossing streams. That's a very exciting award. And best triple pressed ham against glass. So there's a lot of good awards over at MrMan.com.
Oh, boy. MrSkin.com is where you go. And you can see the Anatomy Award people that Skin's talking about because that's available for anybody. I mean, I've paid my $99 for my lifetime membership.
Which you didn't have to do. I told you that. And you were just being a mensch. You were being a good guy.
I was being I guess so.
I get it. You didn't have to do that. And you know that. You guys all have free passwords. But
I saw $99, Skin, I just thought, you know, Skin has done so much for us. And I want to see something right now. And I don't want to contact anyone. So I just said, I'll spend $99 for the rest of my life. Because I thought, is this real? I mean, really? For the rest of my life?
Yeah, it's a lifetime membership. And the Anatomy Awards, which we have at the website today, believe it or not, this is our 21st Anatomy Awards. And normally, and I've pretty much done, I have to think I've done all 21 on your show, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. I think you have.
That has to be. The funny thing is, if you remember when the Oscars used to be like in March and then late February?
Yeah.
This year, they moved it to February 9th. This is the earliest Anatomy Awards ever that we've ever had. So.
Hey, who has won the most Anatomy Awards? Do you have that? I know you had all those great stats on your anniversary. Do you have?
You know what? In all honesty, I'm sad to say I don't have that. I'd have to do a query to find that because okay. 21 years, I might be forgetting in an obscure side bush shot that won an award that I wasn't aware of.
Has anyone ever called to find out, you know, I think I might be up for an Anatomy Award. Did I win?
No, but I will say, like, actresses over the history, I think of, like, Anna Paquin, Sarah Silverman, Alexandra Daddario have tweeted out jokingly, but also it was cool for them to do that they were very excited to have won Mr. Skin Awards, which I thought was really cool and I appreciate.
I would think for some they would want the publicity. Yeah, you know, you would have a publicist just kind of push to win an award.
Yeah, well, if you see some of these categories today, you might not feel that way. But no, listen, the great thing about the Anatomy Awards is not only do we look at the past year of all the main categories like Best Breast, Best Lesbian Scene, Best Butt, Best Full Frontal, but there's so much wild, wacky, crazy nudity that happens. We have 42 total categories,
whoa,
which I'll share a few with you guys today. I'm not going to go through every one, but
no, we can't. We can't give away the story. Some of the,
and actually, with a podcast, I could get into a lot more with you guys than I could on terrestrial radio. But it's really amazing what's going on in movies and television. And over the course of a year, with my crack staff going through every movie and television show, the amazing fun stuff that we get to curate and show people. So I'm really excited about that. And really, before we get into it real quick, I do want to say I wanted to thank Adult Time, our sponsor, the Netflix of porn. And Drew, that's one, if you need a password, I could help you out with. No problem at all. But
well, thank you.
You can't run a great award show without great sponsorships. So.
Oh, absolutely not. No, we recognize your sponsor proudly. I was going to ask you said Janet Jackson was the biggest day. Do you have the top 10 days in history at MrSkin.com?
A lot of them were Howard Stern days, of course, but I'll tell you why the Janet Jackson day was number one. If you remember Super Bowl 38 on February 1st of 04, think about when that was. No Facebook, no YouTube, no Twitter. DVRs had started, but very few people had them. All of a sudden, it's the halftime of the Super Bowl, and Janet Jackson just slips nip. You know, Justin Timberlake pulls it. People were like, oh, my God, what did I just see? And it wasn't like you could rewind your television like you can now. Then it was like, well, that became super news that night. I went and put those pictures up. A photographer had sent it to me, I believe, is how I got it. And I put the pictures up at MrSkin.com. But there was no place to go to find those pictures because, like, CNN couldn't show them. There wasn't all those YouTubes and Facebook and Twitter. I mean, I'm sure there were places to go, but not that came easily to mind at the time. And I had been doing 5 years, 6 years of radio as this guy who was an expert on celebrity nudity. So people just intuitively thought, go to MrSkin.com. He'll have the pics, which we did. And that day, February 2nd of 2004, most joins we've ever had, most money we ever made. Wow. So to me, that's a memorable day in my history.
I just wondered if there's any other, you know, obviously going on Howard Stern is a huge thing, second only to being on our show. But surely was there some other nudity, though, that just drove so many people or maybe just whoever people go to search on the most or your top 10 searches?
Yeah, like definitely a lot of it was early, again, because there weren't a lot of other options. I remember Katie Holmes and The Gift in 2000 when that came out.
Oh, yeah.
Remember she was on Dawson's Creek she was topless. That was one of those that drove a lot of traffic because, like, again, there wasn't a lot of places to go. You know, I'm trying to think of similar ones, but that one comes to mind.
I think you have a top five list in Being Mr. Skin, your autobiography. I think that's one of the pages. You have like a top five, you know, big days in there.
Yeah, no, that could have been. And then like another one was like when I put up the pictures of Gillian Anderson from The X-Files in The Turning. You know how it is. It's weird. I can tell you this. With sci-fi women, there's such a cult, like, crazy, nerdy.
I'm shocked.
of you know, because of the X-Files, when I put up this obscure movie called The Turning in which he was topless, you know, and it was so hard to even know that existed. We got a ton of traffic from that. That's another example of the kind of stuff that were big days at our website.
Yeah, and she's the kind of person that I don't think I ever expected to see her in any state of nudity based on the X-Files. Right. I just don't think I thought that would happen. She just didn't seem like someone who would. And there's probably a few others who either when it happened it was a huge deal or somebody that you're hoping will, their career will dump down enough that they have to do a topless scene. Who would that be?
I always think like a good example of that would be like Molly Ringwald. Might that be an actress you think, like, never was nude? She did a movie called Malicious where she was topless. I think of that one. Another one that comes to mind might be Elizabeth Montgomery. Remember her?
Oh, Bewitched? From Bewitched, yeah.
Remember she did that Legend of Lizzie Borden made for TV movie in the 70s. The European version, what? When she was given her mother 40 whacks, she was completely naked and the European version of that, which we have at our website, you could see her breasts when she was giving her mother 40 whacks. And believe me, I probably had about 40 whacks to that over the course of its history.
Yeah, she was very, very pretty.
Your current trending top celebrities that are nude, Emma McKay and Mimi Keene. I don't even know who those are. Are they in a show together getting on? Like, why are they the top two people?
What happens with this stuff is sometimes other websites will do a story on an actress and then send them directly to our website. Do you know that show Sex Education? Have you heard about it?
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, they're in that show. And that's part of the reason that and by the way, I think Gillian Anderson's in that show, too. She plays the mom.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know today why they're the number one most searched. I really don't.
But it's funny. Numbers.
But I could tell you that it's sometimes we get a lot of links to our website and, you know, an explosion of traffic for a certain actress will push them to the top.
No surprise, but number three right now is Shakira because of Shakira. The Super Bowl. Yeah.
She's been nude?
No, but she's done a lot of sexy stuff, and that Super Bowl thing put her on everyone's mind, you know.
Of course. Who else is on the list, Mark?
Oh, let me go back. I was looking at Shakira. Cecilia de France. I don't even know.
She's
who that
from
is.
A show called The New Pope. That's an HBO show.
Oh, Margot Robbie.
Yeah.
No surprise.
Yeah.
Julia Fox.
Is Alison Brie on the list?
Alison Brie is, I don't know if she's in our top 10 or 15 right now, but I got some breaking news for you. She has a movie called Horse Girl that my guy saw at the Sundance Film Festival, and she goes full frontal in it.
What?
Drew. So you got that to look forward to.
Really?
What were the results?
Yes.
How is it down there?
Very nice. In fact, I'm going to have to do a thorough skin investigation, but that my guys think it was so bushy, and I'm sorry, Mark, I know you hate this, that they're worried it might have been a Merkin, but I'll have to get back to you on that because I did not see it at the Sundance Film Festival.
No interest.
All right, Skin, give us some of the key categories for the Anatomy Awards. We don't want to steal the whole list from you.
No problem. Now, I'll touch on some of the highlights, some things you guys – and actually, remind me, I do want to touch on a few that I could not all day when I was on terrestrial radio. I want to make sure that I bring up, but – one of my favorites every year is the best nip slip. Yeah. And I know it's minor, but it's always like in a big situation by a famous person that usually or rarely does nudity or never does nudity. In this case, it's that Megan Rapinoe. You guys know her from the U.S. women's soccer.
Yes. Yeah.
So she's doing the ESPYs. It was on July 10th. And
it's a good looking boob.
Her team wins the award. She gets up. Now, technically a nip slip. She's wearing a sport coat. I'm looking at the picture right now. She's wearing a sport coat, but with no shirt, no bra. So her whole left boob popped out. But it was on ESPN, which made it super cool and sexy.
It seems like she wanted that to happen because I saw what she was wearing. I was like, God, how does she contain her boobs? And then, of course, no. She doesn't.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. This aired in the East Coast time zone and the Midwest. ESPN, by the time it aired 3 hours later on the West Coast, edited that out. What? So this is a big deal. And listen, in the history of nip slips, I mean, we talked about Janet Jackson. Tina Fey at the 2013 Emmys was a big deal.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I'm a big fan of Nip Slips, and that's number one.
Yeah, because you're seeing you're not supposed to see it.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Right, exactly.
Absolutely.
Another category this year is Best Thong. Best Thong. And there was a movie called Hustlers that you might have heard of.
I saw it.
Came out in September. It's interesting. I'm interested what you thought. But I got to tell you, J-Lo's 50 years old.
She's
People
amazing.
Say to me, is a thong nude? And I say, well, if you can't see the thong, is it? I mean, it's a thong swallower. You know, that was like, she's 50 years old and she looks just amazing. I love that thong scene in Hustlers.
Yeah, she looks fantastic in that movie. I just didn't think she really got snubbed. I don't know. When I see J-Lo in a movie, it's J-Lo to me, just being J-Lo, but having a different name. And so I didn't really feel like she got snubbed, but I thought the movie was good and it was well done and she was good and all that. I just didn't think it was that good, because that's really what we've heard, is that, oh, what a terrible snub, you know, when the awards, when the nominations came out. But I'm glad you've awarded her. She won the important one.
Yeah.
Best thong.
Hey, she gave me an A-Rod, you know, so I love it. So anyway, another category that I love this is most surprising nudity.
Oh, yeah. This
great category.
This freaked people out, too.
It caused a big thing on Twitter. Now, you got to remember that. So the winner's Maisie Williams, Arya Stark from Game of Thrones. Now, on the show, she's playing an 18-year-old. She's 21 in real life. We watched her grow up on the show. But you have to remember, the producers pointed out she was going off to war. She didn't know if she'd be alive the next day, and she wanted to experience sex for the first time. And it was really a cool thing to do, to have her do a nude scene. But people remember her as a little kid. Now she's a woman, and it freaked people out. But I thought for sure, without question, it was the most surprising nude scene of 2019.
Yeah, that's a nice scene, too.
Agree. I like it. And kind of a risky sex choice, though. I'm going to die the next day, and this guy's got to, like, prove it for all mankind.
Yeah. This could be her only sex of her life, so make it good.
A lot of pressure.
Yeah, another category is best newcomer. And I like this because it's a way to share with you guys, like, you know, Mark's always checking. He always checks, like, who's the hot new actress at her site. Well, about 3 weeks ago, the number one searched actress, not only at Mr. Skin, but at IMDb, was this Anya Chalatra from that show The Witcher.
And I
on
just
want
to, if I can interrupt, I saw
Brandon's
this,
beating off to her.
I saw this show, The Witcher. I loved it. And immediately after seeing it, I came and ran to Mark and said, by the way, this girl is going to be Skin's newcomer. I knew it.
Oh, really? I'm impressed. That's awesome. Yeah, it's a show starring Henry Cavill. It's like their version of Game of Thrones. And it's renewed for a second season. Netflix claims it's their most watched show. I don't know about that, but they claim it.
It's their most watched season one show.
Okay.
Is what
whatever.
They say. Yeah. Whatever. Yeah, exactly.
This woman's, this Anya Chalatra, she's half, like she's British, but she's Indian. Very exotic, very beautiful. Did 5 nude scenes in the season. She's our nude comer of the year and very popular at MrSkin.com.
I'm glad you didn't dock her off any points because she's got like a weird tattoo marking on her stomach.
I'm not sure the backstory on that, but I just noticed that tattoo right now.
Great call on best breasts, too.
Oh,
love these breasts. Yeah. These might be the best breasts ever.
Sydney Sweeney in Euphoria, very controversial HBO show. You know why it's so controversial as a show, man? All these actors and actresses are playing like 16, 17, and 18-year-olds. Now they're all in their 20s, but the amount of graphic drug use and sex in this show was incredible.
Mark,
and then
the show you were,
I love it. I love the show.
You were watching it, and I watched it a couple times, didn't I?
I'm treating it as a documentary on young kids today. I assume they're all
is
like
that the show that had the big 30 penis scene or something?
Yeah, it was wonderful.
Yeah,
that's over at Mr. Man.
There's so much nudity on the show. But
that was a wild show.
It's a fun watch.
I figured people would be complaining about it. Are they complaining about it?
Yeah, well, yeah, there's a lot of parents, because think about it. And I am one now. I have a daughter that's a sophomore in high school. And I'm thinking, if this is going on in high school, we're all doomed. But it really is. Like, I lived through, like, Drew, we were beer and weed. That was it. Yep. You should see what's going on Euphoria. It's like, I think I don't even think anyone drinks a beer. It's
you know what's funny,
like,
though?
Hardcore drugs and it's horrible.
I know. And of course, anyway, everything gets recorded too, and everything you post is forever. So, yeah, it's scary.
Do you guys remember the movie Kids, which was out in 94, 95?
Yeah. Remember Chloe Sevigny was in that?
Exactly. She got raped.
There was Rosario Dawson. That's how we met her.
Yeah. But parents were freaking out about that. And I don't know. I think we turned out okay. I was in high school around then.
Yeah, you should.
By the way, for anyone out there, it was Sydney Sweeney from Euphoria who won Best Breasts. We got so excited about the show, we didn't say it. So.
Yeah, that's quite quite a shot, Skin. Let's do one more because I see Best Lesbian Scene. That's a good one to go out on.
Yeah, well, I would. Best Lesbian Scene is Kate Marr and Ellen Page in My Days of Mercy. And I got to tell you that we had a guy at a Toronto Film Festival in 2017 that was working there for us. And he goes, guys, when this movie finally comes out, people are going to go nuts. It's going to be one of the most popular scenes at our website. And he was so right. It's one of the most searched this year. And Kate Mara had never done a nude scene before. Ellen Page has, but the scene goes on for quite some time. It happens about 36 or 56 minutes in. And I got to tell you that it could be, I hate to say this, could go down as one of the great lesbian scenes of all time. So you definitely want to check that out. But hey, real quick, and I don't, you can go check it out.
I saw the next category, so I was interested.
Yeah. You don't want to miss the best golden waterfall.
Gross.
I couldn't say this on terrestrial radio, but it's mind blowing. I couldn't call it a golden shower because it was literally a waterfall of goldenness. You got to see. The best butt, the butt is awesome too. It's from a movie you guys never heard of. Best money shot from The Deuce is great. So we got a lot. There's a lot of great categories. I have just scratched the surface. So please stop by to MrSkin.com and check this out. It's all free.
Do you want to reveal the Lifetime Skin Achievement Award? Who received it this year? I mean, it's about time.
Yeah, it is because. You know, in my 21st year, I can't believe that I never had Salma Hayek win Lifetime Skin Achievement. Yeah. I mean, we've had Helen Mirren and Nicole Kidman and a lot of other actresses. But she's 53 years old. She's been nude 7 times, many of them spectacular nude scenes. And even that From Dusk Till Dawn, where she wasn't nude, but she was in a bikini with the snake, is an iconic movie moment that guys will never forget. So she's relevant. She's still gorgeous. She's still in the news. We celebrate this year Salma Hayek as our Lifetime Skin Achievement Award.
That's fantastic. Congratulations to Selma. And it's all at MrSkin.com. You can view the Anatomy Awards for free. And Skin, I hope the award show goes as well as this presentation.
Yeah, well, no, and next time I'll wear something a little nicer if I know I'm going to be on television with you guys.
I'm just glad that Selma Hayek won that so there isn't a Mr. Skin So White trending on
No. We even have a best full frontal from Dolomite Is My Name that, yes, I'm very –
It's a very diverse list.
Very diverse. I'm all for it. So
cool. Thanks, Skin.
All right, guys. Take care.
All right, MrSkin.com.
It's really funny when it comes to nudity. It's always totally diverse. Who doesn't want to see?
Oh, yeah. No, they do not discriminate.
No,
I mean,
not
it's
at all.
Like.
He even has best trans nudity from Euphoria, the girl. Oh,
well, anything to get more nudity in it. I mean, of course you're not going to discriminate.
Oh.
MrSkin.com. I think he was wearing that scarf to be fashionable.
Oh, totally.
Really do.
Yeah, that's him. That's great.
It's a new year. It's a new decade, which means it's time for Zach Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and deals in the D.com's Start Something New event. During the Start Something New event, our friends at Zod are leasing new loaded 2020 Ram Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4s as low as $148 a month. Or if you're all about the Jeep Wave, stop by Zot and lease a new 2020 Jeep Compass Limited all-wheel drive around $122 a month. If you really want to step it up, get to Zot and lease a new 2020 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $229 a month. Plus, Zot is your lease turn-in headquarters. Any make, any model, over miles, body damage, payments remaining, no problem at Zot. They'll get you in a new ride for the new year. Check out the deals in their massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. And Dr. Roche.
Yeah, we should circle back to Shakira and J-Lo's booty shaking at the Super Bowl because it's inspired a lot of us to take a peek at Dr. Roche's website, droche.com, for ways to either tighten up, smooth out, or build on that booty. With liposuction, buy two areas, get one free in February. As a matter of fact, also for February, a lot of great Valentine's Day bod improvements, like breast surgery special, $500 off, and you can get a gift certificate for free dermabrasion treatment, $100 value when you purchase a gift certificate at Dr. Roche's office. So go again to droche.com.
That always feels good. That's kind of old school, dermabrasion, but sucks all that dead skin off your face.
Yeah, you do feel clean.
I know. I remember they said, feel your face. And I was like, oh, my God. My
it's
face
like baby
is so
skin.
Smooth. Exactly.
Or you can call them at 248-338-1110 for a consultation.
Okay. I wanted to start the show with Gail King, but we got a little off track.
What a surprise.
It's really a strange... Doesn't it seem like we've had a strange mix of things going on? Bless. I mean, kind of started with Kobe's crash, which is horrible. Mm. And that's where it sort of returns to today as Gail King interviews, is it Lisa Leslie?
Yeah. Which,
who's one of the best WNBA players.
Who cares, first of all?
Well.
Come on.
I wondered, was this interview about Kobe? Is that what they were supposed to talk about?
I don't know.
I really don't know either, but I kind of thought it was.
Maybe it's about the new collective bargaining agreement, but then again, they already had two people on CBS This Morning last week about that.
And
no, it was the subject was about Kobe Bryant and his legacy.
That's what I thought. And I guess Lisa Leslie. Yeah, I guess they were friends. And so it almost seems like Gail wanted to interview a female to run this question by her. I don't know if that's why, but she delves into the rape situation, and Kobe had made a settlement to make
it go
away.
One of them 6'11".
And she was not going to testify, so there was no charge. He was never convicted of rape.
Mm, they were dropped.
However, you know, as many have heard or seen, if you read the details of the event, it's very unflattering, to say the least.
Yeah, for Kobe, yeah.
Yeah, for Kobe. Well, yeah, certainly. And this was a really weird dynamic because he dies in this tragic crash and eight other people die, a bunch of kids, including his daughter. So
can I ask another question too? If Vanessa Bryant seems to have accepted his apology and taken for what it was, and I know that $4 million ring might have helped, so if you want to be cynical about it.
I don't know. I don't,
she got over it, so can other people?
But you know what?
I mean, I don't know.
I think it's an interesting question, but he's her husband, but he belongs to all the Laker fans and all the NBA fans in their own viewfinder, too. And I think people give him a huge benefit of the doubt because he was such a competitive, hardworking. He had an incredible career, one of the all-time greats. And he did seem to have evolved in a good way. I mean, he did seem to be living a good life.
He won championships, gave back to the community.
Yeah, he was a very charitable guy. That does not erase this thing. This thing was almost, I mean, honestly, when it happened, I remember thinking, you know, is he going to go to jail? Is this going to be a Michael Vick? It was before Michael Vick, but I mean, it could have been a Michael Vick kind of sort of career ender or at least upender. So Gail King asks Lisa Leslie about this, and CBS runs a clip of it on their website.
And Twitter and all their social media.
Which is what I would think CBS would do, because it's an interesting discussion.
I tell you, it worked.
Yeah, it did work. You want to show the clip, Brandon?
Sure.
This is, okay.
I love, by the way, what Gail King asked the question in a way of, some people are saying.
That's a great way to ask a question.
Yeah. It's been said that his legacy is complicated because of the sexual assault charge, which was dismissed in 2003, 2004. Is it complicated for you as a woman, as a WNBA player?
It's not complicated for me at all. Even if there's a few times that we've been at a club at the same time, Kobe's not the kind of guy, never been like, you know, Lisa, go get that girl or tell her or send her this. I have other NBA friends that are like that. He was never like that. I just never have ever seen him being the kind of person that would be do something to violate a woman or be aggressive in that way. That's just not the person that I know.
Well, they had sex. I mean, we know that.
As his friend, you wouldn't see it.
And that's possible.
Great follow-up.
Mm-hmm. I just don't believe that. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying things didn't happen. Mm-hmm. I just don't believe that things didn't happen with force.
Is it even a fair question to talk about it, considering he's no longer with us and that it was resolved? Or is it really part of his history?
I think that the media should be more respectful at this time. It's like if you had questions about it, you've had many years to ask him that. I don't think it's something that we should keep hanging over his legacy. I mean, it went to trial.
Yeah, but the case was dismissed because the victim in the case refused to testify. So it was dismissed.
And I think that that's how we should leave it.
What's the problem? Good questions. And honestly, those are fair answers from Lisa Leslie. I thought they were
She's his friend.
But I thought they were good.
What is she
going to
do? I mean, she's not going to say, first of all, I don't think she's the arbiter of this topic.
No, but she's being asked the questions. I thought her answers were fair.
His friend. I don't know what else she's going to say. I mean, if somebody that is a good friend of mine, you know, has some black mark on there, of course I'm going to say, hey, look, you know.
But I mean, even within that realm of, you know, hey, look, maybe it's a little too soon to be talking about this.
Well, she was certainly walking on eggshells because Kobe Bryant is this revered person, more revered than I ever imagined. Yeah. And I think was a phenomenal basketball player.
Los Angeles angle.
And it is. He's in Hollywood. He's like a Hollywood guy.
Yeah.
And I really liked him as a player because he was so determined and he was just one of these guys who was not going to be denied. So I respect that. I think he's a great success story from that standpoint. But, I mean, this thing did happen. I don't know why it's so evil for someone to, you know, especially someone who works in media like Gail King. I mean, I really don't think it has to be talked about. But if you're appraising him, which people do when you die, I did not agree, we've been over this, with the writer that tweeted out the rape story 10 minutes after the plane, after the helicopter was down. I thought that was really rotten.
Mm-hmm.
But at this point, I mean, there's some people who react really viscerally to this, like, he's a rapist. I hate all this adulation. Why are people crying about this? You know, when celebrities touch that many people, I just don't think there's any explaining it. That you just have to say, well, he had something. He did something that all these people were just absolutely blown away by.
Yeah.
They don't want to hear that stuff. But what makes me mad about this is, first of all, Gail King, who I don't know what her way out of this is, because a lot of people are very angry at her.
Well, there seems to be this feeling of, why don't you talk to Harvey Weinstein about, you know.
They talk about Harvey Weinstein every day. Harvey Weinstein's not giving interviews, first of all.
If Gail King could interview Harvey Weinstein right now, she would probably murder somebody, dude.
I would bet just about anything that Gail King has interviewed a number of people who are part of the Harvey Weinstein story, because the Me Too thing, he was a huge part of it. And there were a lot of people who were speaking and nobody was shy about talking to him. That is the most ridiculous. This is just another example of too many fucking people talking.
But she also, you know, most recently people remember her taking down R. Kelly, another black man.
I feel like she did a good job asking him questions.
She did a wonderful job.
That was a great interview.
Yeah.
And R. Kelly is beyond redemption. I mean, this guy's been getting away with his stuff. He's one of those guys who, and there are a number of them, who once he got away with peeing on that girl, I think he was emboldened and just said, fuck, I can do anything.
Stupid.
I'm R. Kelly and I'm a star and
I didn't do this stuff.
I tell these girls they're going to have a singing career and then I teach them the rules and, you know, I've got six girlfriends at all times. I mean,
I flew in on a helicopter.
Don't forget that.
Yes. If he hadn't happened to like girls that were 16, 17 years old, he probably would still be doing it. Mm-hmm. Nobody give a shit. So this idea that, you know, it's complicated with African Americans. I really feel like, you know, my gut instinct is to say, oh, come on. Gayle King is supposed to be the anchor of CBS in the morning, and the news is the news, and she's not supposed to decide that, well, this guy's black and I'm black, so I can't say anything about him.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not equality. If we're looking for everyone to be treated the same, I think she's treating this how she would probably treat, I'm trying to think of somebody else that was involved in a mess like this. I don't think Gayle King cuts people a lot of slack. I think she's fair.
She really took it to Ed Smart. Wasn't that her that interviewed Ed Smart when Ed came out of the closet?
Was it Gayle?
I thought it was Gayle. I'm just trying to think of who she's talked to recently.
I just think she's generally
gay.
See, I used to make fun of her because it seems like she was just Oprah's friend, well, and she got job after job after job. But she's been on CBS.
Now, to that point, Drew, she is getting hammered and grouped with Oprah as both of them trying to bring down black men because she was trying to bring down Russell Simmons in that documentary.
And Michael Jackson. She interviewed the Michael Jackson and audience after leaving Neverland.
Michael Jackson.
There's only two ways to look at
it. That guy that really fought for black people.
I know. He did everything to not be black.
Including having white children. You know, claiming they were his.
I feel a little slightly unqualified, being who I am, to say, you know, how black people should feel about this. But I think...
What does he do for the black people?
What I would like them to feel is that Oprah and Gayle are extremely successful people, and they're trying to do their what they see as their jobs. Yeah. In Gayle's case, if she's got a chance to interview somebody or CBS feels that, you know, we need a balanced discussion of Kobe Bryant and we want you to do it, Gayle, then I think that's her job to do it. People really think that Gayle and Oprah Winfrey are trying to bring down black people? I just think that's
fool.
And, you know, the Michael Jackson thing, by the way, that's interesting that comes up because when Michael Jackson died, nobody said anything.
Yeah. True.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a huge oversight. And again, you know, the day he died, I don't think it's the time to talk about it necessarily because he is a revered person. You got all these people who are going to be butthurt. I mean, he has a cult. His audience is a cult, basically. But it seems to me as, you know, the week wears on, certainly children are part of his legacy. He talked about children all the time, for one thing.
He helped a lot of children.
Children. Well, yeah.
He did. I mean, his motives might not have been pure, but...
Helped the less attractive children.
It's BS. They made it up.
I mean, always boys.
He helped girls. He did help little girls.
I'm not gay.
He did.
Yeah, so he could get Mike to Clark brothers.
It just to drive Mike Clark crazy. It's like, I love the children. Okay, little girls, you go that way. Little boys, come with me.
Allegedly.
He never hung out with a little girl. He never did.
Oh, remember that from the Martin Bashir interview when he's got Gavin and Gavin's sisters there, too?
Right. Not for long. And he's there for the filming.
Look who he's standing really close to in all the interviews.
I love you.
Weird.
So you want to see all the people that are popping off?
Yeah,
I'm sure they're very measured reactions.
Oprah, and Oprah's in a terrible position because, first of all, she wants to be part of this Leaving Neverland story, which was, you know, the thing is when you talk about these things, you end up in a messy spot no matter where you land because somebody's going to be mad. But that was a huge documentary, huge. And it was a giant story, and it was, as far as I'm concerned, it really told the story of Michael Jackson and underage boys, as it's never been told before. Now, Martin Bashir, that was very illuminating, no doubt, but this was hearing from two victims, and these people have been paid so much money from Michael Jackson over the years that most of them don't talk, and the ones that took him to court, they had the cover of people who had received money or Michael had stayed in good stead with them. And so they lied for him. They got in the stand and said, Oh, no, Michael was great. I mean, one of the guys from Leaving Neverland was part of that trial.
Mm-hmm.
So Jackson was a master groomer, manipulator. He, you know, he did it all. What can I say? So Oprah does this thing with Jackson, Leaving Neverland. Then this documentary comes along on Me Too, which Oprah was very involved in Me Too. And Me Too, you know, there's some very, it's a very, Me Too, I think, has been very complicated. Generally speaking,
Me Too.
It's fantastic that guys like Les Moonves and Harvey Weinstein and James Packer was...
James, oh, yeah.
Yeah, Packer director.
Oh, wait, James Packer, that's Mariah's ex. Toback?
Toback.
Toback. I never get that straight.
Time is up.
Why do I want to make James Packer this horrible
person?
He's
a load.
Packer did something, though, didn't he?
Get him out of here.
Packer?
Look him up.
Get rid of him, too.
Issue?
Yeah, he banged Mariah Carey.
Trudy wants him to do something bad, too.
He's a billionaire.
Yeah.
Time is up.
I think I just mixed the names up. But there were so many horrible.
Brett Ratner was a new one, too.
He was. So many horrible people that that were taken down by these, you know, multiple accusations. And Cuba Gooding looks like he's 22 women.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, and unfortunately, that's about what it takes to get someone to pay attention to the fact that some big star is out doing outrageous things that are, you know, hurting women all over the place. So Russell Simmons was one of them. He stepped down from his company. Russell Simmons is a giant success. Giant success. I read the stories of the women. And by the way, I think the women were black. Weren't the victims black with Russell Simmons? Or at least
I think
one of them.
I don't think he discriminated when it came to who he allegedly sexually assaulted.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I just thought I remembered hearing a black woman talk about it who was a victim. And these were stories where people said they were raped. Mm-hmm. I mean, just plain raped. And one of them, the last story, it just came up recently, where she was at Russell Simmons' place, and he said, I want you to, they were in a cab, I think, and he said, I want you to come up and hear this new single or something. Or maybe she had left something at his place, and she's like, hey, you know, I really got to go. And he's like, no, come on. So she,
allegedly, I should say that for legal purposes.
She goes up there, and she gets in the apartment, and the next thing you know, he walks out nude. And
the nude move.
The nude move.
Yeah, then he pulled the nude move.
Wow, that was a good move.
And she said that she desperately tried to leave, and he pinned her down, and he raped her. And I think there wasn't there somebody who said they thought they were roofied?
God, I don't even remember.
There were horrible stories.
Thankfully, HBO is picking up the documentary that Oprah abandoned.
Yeah, so Oprah's getting all this crap, you know, why are you taking down another black guy? Well, he took himself down. Mm-hmm. And
this is Oprah's minge.
Apparently, he's not taken down. It seems like he's still out there. And he himself and other people who are friends of his were calling Oprah and hammering her, how can you do this, Oprah? You know, I didn't do anything, and you don't know what you're talking about, and these girls are liars. And he had friends of his who were powerful, too, badgering Oprah.
How dare you?
Well, she backed out, and this is what a no-win it is for Oprah and Gail. Oprah now gets shit for, so I see, if it's a black guy, then you're just going to give him a pass.
Yep.
But I don't think Oprah could win. There was nothing... Whatever she did, she was going to get hell, and I think she felt like, you know, maybe she claims, and this I thought this sucked because the documentarians have done multiple docs on sexual assault. I mean, there's pretty much experts in the field, and Oprah tried to suggest that, I didn't like the direction this was going, I thought they needed to talk to more victims, and so they felt that she kind of shit on their documentary. Mm-hmm. So this thing, I mean, it's just a mess. So Gayle King does this thing with Kobe today. And, of course, now we're grouping Gayle and Oprah, as a lot of these people complaining about it are. And who is the first person to pop off?
Oh, let's go with Snoop Doggy Dogg.
Gayle King.
Uh-oh.
Out of pocket for that shit. Way out of pocket. What do you gain from that? I swear to God, we the worst. We the fucking worst. We expect more from you, Gail. Don't you hang out with Oprah? Why are y'all attacking us? We your people. You ain't coming after fucking Harvey Weinstein asking them dumbass questions. I get sick of y'all. I want to call you one. Is it okay if I call him one? Funky dog head bitch. How dare you try to tarnish my motherfucking homeboy's reputation, punk motherfucker? Respect the family and back off, bitch, before we come get you.
Damn, son, that is one compelling argument.
And he followed that up with a message online that said, did that fake-ass Michael Jackson shit to tarnish his name with them lying-ass kids, and here she is with a known rapist smiling and laughing. F you and Gail, free Bill Cosby. It must have been a picture that Gail was with somebody else, but
with Weinstein or something.
She ended it with free Bill Cosby. That's what Snoop.
Oh, Christ.
Wow.
Okay.
She did interview Dylan Farrow and a lot of those victims.
She has done Too period. They were interviewing people constantly. Nobody is giving Harvey Weinstein a free pass.
I also looked up, she's the only one to interview Governor Ralph Northam, who wore blackface. She also grilled Paul Ryan, too. Oh, so, you know.
So next up,
however people want to see this, through whatever prism.
Next up is 50 Cent.
Oh, great.
That's when they caught him on a red carpet.
Actually, I just didn't understand what the goal is at that point. Because you know what Kobe means to the actual culture at the same time. Like they knew what Michael Jackson meant.
But if somebody...
I just don't know what you're trying to do when the men are dead.
That's
the
question.
System itself, the legal system, couldn't deal with it. What are you supposed to do? Publicly convict them? Is that the idea? Now, is it justice or is it revenge? At that point, right? If you're not, and you're talking to people who know him, he's a good person. Like, you are, what you want to do about it? Now he's gone. Who can defend him at this point? It's all public opinion now. So no matter which way you look at it, I don't see what the goal is. I don't see how you can... Everyone's greater in their absence than they are in their presence, right? All right, so they're going to keep playing with people that are not here, and it's going to f*** them over. Because people are going to start to not like them in an intense way for doing that, because it's just not the right thing to do.
Damn, son, that is one compelling argument.
Okay, so they don't want Gail King to be professional journalist, is what they're saying.
Question. She asked.
She's a journalist.
That's all she did.
She has to do her job, and they're implying that if they're in the family, you can't do that. That's what Snoop is suggesting, that she's trying to bring down someone in the family.
You know, it's funny with athletes. I didn't think of Kobe as like black and owned by the black community. I thought of him as a Lakers player that all people liked to watch playing.
Well, they do. I agree,
and it's just funny how it's.
I hate
this. I don't know.
You know, with O.J. Simpson.
Is Vanessa Bryant black?
No, she's Hispanic. He's referred to that. Mm. In an interview.
There's been a long time claim that anybody who's super successful that's black, everybody wants to bring them down.
Like O.J.
And like O.J., exactly. And said that about O.J.
He infamously said, I'm not black, I'm O.J., which... You know, great juice logic.
Well, you know, 50 Cent implies there that...
His response is a little better than Snoop's.
Well, that doesn't take much of a better response than Snoop. I mean, Snoop has murdered someone, and he's threatening Gail King. Is that a really good idea?
No, just wait till you're dead, Snoop.
Oh, God.
People will be pointing that out, Trudy.
The second.
But 50 Cent suggests, see, here's also what I hate about it. It sounds like these guys don't really know the story at all. 50 Cent suggests that the legal system didn't know what to do with him.
Yeah, no.
First of all, when it comes to Kobe Bryant and O.J. Simpson and Michael Jackson, now... We know the court system can screw black people in a way that no one else gets screwed, but not Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying he's not black, but he is a man of humongous means who anybody on a jury may have very good feelings about. And Michael Jackson, too. Michael Jackson had his Tom Mesereau. He had the best lawyer money could buy.
Mm-hmm.
And for the record, I don't think Snoop Dogg ever killed... It was Snoop Dogg's bodyguard shot him, but... I don't know the story.
It's up for debate.
Yeah, it was somebody who they intentionally shot, I believe. I'll look it up.
It was in 93, but of course he was,
the guy's still dead.
I'm just saying.
Okay, so up next is Boozy Badass.
Oh, great. That's his given name, by the way.
Formerly Little Boozy. No, his given name is Terrence.
No. Hatch. Terrence Badass.
Okay.
From the Badass.
Here he is, American rapper.
Gayle King. Why the fuck would you ask some shit like that? I don't give a fuck who friend it is. I don't give a fuck she can Obama. Uh-oh. Why the fuck would you do something like that? Why would you do that to your people? You know what people going through, right? Why would you ask a fucking question like that? Trying to tarnish somebody's image. You do that to your own black people.
I'm just saying.
You sad. I'm finna fire your ass up. You sad, bro. People be talking, black people need to stop fucking trying to hurt black people for success. It's all the reason you ask that fucking shit for, to get your fucking numbers up. Give a fuck who you can to.
Damn, son, that is one compelling argument.
The same could be said about him, that he's just making that video to get likes and clicks and watches, too.
No, this is so simple. It's too many people talking, too many voices, because none of those three people have any fucking clue what the score is. Gayle King is a journalist. If she can't ever say anything bad about a person in her own race, she can't cover people within her own race. That would make her not a journalist.
So she, then by the same sort of rubric, she shouldn't talk about women who've murdered someone in cold blood either, because she's a woman. And she's going to have all of us on Instagram scolding her about, hey,
If it wasn't a basketball player for the Lakers, they'd probably cut her a little more slack.
By the way, real quick, a little background on Boozy. He was actually indicted in 2010 for first-degree murder.
Brandon, why are you trying to bring him down?
Oh. But he was found not guilty in 2012.
Oh, cool.
Good for him.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Snoop Dogg was acquitted along with his bodyguard of first. Oh, damn it.
Can I fit this in real quick in honor of Boozy Badass?
Boozy, Boozy, Bop, Diddy Bop.
All right, cool.
That's his given name.
Boozy Badass.
Boozy, Boozy, Bop, Diddy Bop, Badass.
Rapper acquitted of murder charge. Sure, acquitted rap star Snoop Doggy Dogg and his former bodyguard McKinley Lee of murder and assault in the 1993 shooting of a gang member today. Continued to deliberate manslaughter charges in the death of 20-year-old Philip Walden Marion. 24-year-old rapper William Calvin Broaddus showed little emotion as the jury foreman read the partial verdict in court, nodding to acknowledge congratulations for family and friends. I've been praying to God for this, Broaddus said quietly, holding his 1-year-old son amid a crush of news cameras. For the last few months, I've been trying to figure out if I'll be able to raise my son. You know what I'm saying? Defense attorney called only one witness to make his case, said the partial acquittal had completely cleared his client's name. What happened today was a just and proper result. And after deliberating for more than a week, 7 men, 5 women jury acquitted Broaddus and Lee on charges of first and second degree murder. They remain deadlocked on charges of voluntary manslaughter and a separate charge against Broaddus of accessory.
I'm not knowing me past 92, tops.
The jury appeared to have accepted the defense argument that Broaddus and Lee acted in self defense in the altercation on August 25th, 1993, at Los Angeles Park. Walden Marion, who had a gun in his waistband at the time of the shooting, was shot in the side and the buttocks during the confrontation with Broaddus and Lee, who were in Broaddus's black Jeep. That's Snoop. Walden Marion's friend, Deshaun Joseph, testified reluctantly that he saw the young gang member lift his shirt as if to go for his gun just before getting shot. But three prosecution witnesses said they did not see Walden Marion with a gun and that he was shot as he fled. Prosecutors refused to comment after the verdict had argued it was absurd to think Lee fired in self-defense if Walden Marion was shot in the back. It's not logical. He was shot in the back.
At least we got this great song out of it.
I'm fresh up off my coma. I got my mama and my daddy and my homies in my corner. It's gonna take a miracle.
Fun fact, Boozy Badass covered the song. So now I'm wondering if he did that video after he saw Snoop do that, and he covered basically Snoop's video too. Living like a baller, likes and clicks.
Money and blowing hella chronic. I'm amazed this is such a big story. I mean, this is a really big story.
Just Snoop is so huge.
Yeah, like and Kobe's huge, like Snoop. And Gayle King is a big deal. And Gayle King is complaining. She's bitching out CBS for putting that clip of the interview on the website. She went ballistic on CBS today, her own network.
I can't wait till they have a meeting and they go, yeah, but it worked.
Well, what did she think they were going to put on the website? What part of the interview would get the clicks?
Isn't this just damage control from her?
Probably. I don't know. She and Oprah in big trouble. I mean, honestly, think about Oprah. Oprah has done a ton for people in the black community. Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, she's a...
I'm moving to Hawaii.
She's an amazing... In her own way, Oprah gets it done.
She's doing great work. She's an enormous success on her tour, changing lives on her tour.
Oh, that's right. Is she coming through here?
I hope so, because we need some life changing.
I know.
Why'd you look at me like that, Brandon?
Because you keep waving your hands. I thought you were trying.
Oh no, I was stretching.
We have a boner line today, Brandon.
We do.
Okay.
Yawn.
And of course. Everybody knows the Boner Line is brought to you by our friends at Lover's Lane, powered by sexdrive.com. And I can tell you more about that.
Well, in the meantime, here's an Oprah update.
Atlanta, get ready for Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Can't wait to smell what The Rock is cooking. See y'all this Saturday, January 25th. It's going to be a great day. Even Gayle King is coming to Atlanta.
They're probably planning some action against some other black guy.
They're trying to bring The Rock down. It's a trap.
Yeah, don't fall for it, Rock.
It's a trap, Rock.
Valentine's Day is coming up. Get your sweetheart in the mood with a gift from Lover's Lane. Three ways to shop for all your bedroom essentials. Loverslane.com, 35 retail locations, and the all-new sexdrive.com. And Lover's Lane brings you the Boner Line, which is 209-66-BONER, 209-66-BONER.
Drew, Trudy, Mark, Brandon, Zooch.
Hello.
I was just listening to the segment in which you're interviewing Carl from WATP, and I got to tell you, it's one of the best segments I've heard in a while.
Thank you.
I don't know if it technically qualifies as inside radio talk, but that's true. I could not get enough.
Podcasts are great. Radio's boring.
Can you please pot down that you need to leave, lady? Her voice is just piercing.
You need to leave.
Hey, I heard you guys talking about the rape insurance. I used to do roof inspections for this condominium in Florida.
Good for you.
And the president of the board was a real-life Santa Claus. That was his job, a real bearded Santa Claus. And he has molestation insurance in case some kid decides, hey, I sat on his lap and he touched me. He's got insurance for that. So, yeah. And he's a cross-eyed Santa as well.
I love your eyes.
I'm so sick of the fucking farts. Every time I have to fast forward 5 minutes after I hear one. Brandon, why do you think it's so funny? It is so lowbrow and annoying.
Jeez, why don't you go cry about it?
Smell it. Does it smell good enough for you in there?
I got an audio separated at birth. The dude laughing at the end of the video of the guy falling at Kansas City parade, and the guy laughing in the Back It Up Terry video. Hey man, just calling to support Brandon and his selection of Night Train. Any real fucking GNR fan would recognize that song immediately.
There's kids out there that love this stuff.
You're talking about, do kids 16 years old care about what the fuck is going on? They don't. I am a high school basketball coach.
Mm.
I have 5 seniors and 4 11th graders.
Mm.
So you think the age range is 16 to 18? And they don't. No, dick pics and TikTok. Dick pics and TikTok.
I am nothing without my following.
Separated birth. It's Kitty Sauer's commercial, and she's like, run it again, run it again. And then I love you, man. Give me a little TikTok.
Let's run it again, run it again. Let's run the TikTok. Let's run the TikTok.
Separated at Birth, TV commercial, Liberty Mutual Insurance. At the beginning, the guy leads off with, as a struggling actor.
As a struggling actor with a thick, meaty cock.
Drew, saying Guns N' Roses fans want to hear Sweet Child of Mine is like saying Radiohead fans can't wait to hear Creep. Wow. Sweet Child of Mine is even in the top five GNR songs on Appetite for Destruction.
I think I have an audio separated at birth. Michael Irvin, give him his due, and Chris Farley and Tommy Boy Kill Whitey.
Give him his due!
Black Sheep. Hey, I'm calling with an audio separated at birth. The Kobe tribute song by Brian McKnight and Chip from Napoleon Dynamite singing about technology.
So you were talking about that Brian McIntyre song about Kobe, and I can't believe you missed it. He dropped a "It Could Have Been Me" in his song. You guys totally missed it.
Like, that could have been me.
I have an audio separated at birth. The new Kobe song, I think it's from Brian McKnight. Play the beginning of that song. It matches up perfectly with the Benifer song.
Forever love is always on my mind.
I'm out.
Keep it stuff.
See you.
There's a boner line for today.
Not a separate at birds.
Yeah.
Boy, those have been coming through a lot lately.
Yeah, they're fun.
And it's funny with, I forgot why we were talking about 16-year-olds, and some people think that 16-year-olds, everything about political correctness, they've got it all down, and they don't ever say the wrong thing, or they should know better, and if you're 16...
Unless you live in Saline.
Look at all the tweets. Look at all the tweets we find from people, oh, I was 14, I was 16. That could be 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Then why did you stay in Mexico?
If you're 16, you're just not fully formed. I wanted to cover a couple things. One was the Kansas City Chiefs.
I have breaking news, by the way, to go back to Snoop. Bill Cosby's Twitter has been very active in thanking Snoop.
How is Bill Cosby tweeting?
Well, I'm sure his people are.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I bet she's got a phone.
You think so?
Probably.
So
he tweets every so often, but he tweeted today, Snoop Dogg, when they brought me to my gated community and placed me inside my penthouse, they didn't win, nor did they silence me. It's so sad and disappointing to see successful black women are being used to tarnish the image and legacy of successful black men, even in death.
Wait.
Are these people that are in need of fame, ratings, and or money on behalf of myself, me and my family, thank you. My heartfelt prayers are with Kobe and his family, as well as Michael Jackson and his family. May their legacies live on forever.
Does he have the Braille phone? Because he's blind, he can't tweet. We know it's not him, but...
Maybe it's voice to text.
So,
oh, yeah, okay. Got it.
Wow, that's incredible, man.
To think that...
Because you know Bill Cosby would have yelled at Snoop back in the day for not pulling his pants up.
Sure he would have. But how can you think that Bill Cosby got cheated? Really? Just because you're black?
I don't know. Well,
like, how many women? 56 women huge amount of women. And he gave them... Quaaludes to knock him out. So, he likes sleeping with chicks that were knocked out. That was his thing.
I found out about this because Bill Cosby is the top trend right now. And most of it are like a lot of memes saying, you know, me getting to the free Bill Cosby part in Snoop's post. And it's Chris Farley acting totally stunned.
Oh, when he gets angry, he's getting coffee.
The coffee. Yeah. And people are like, here's another one. I don't know who needs to hear this, but adding free Bill Cosby to your defense of Kobe is the opposite of what you think it's doing. And so, in other words, there's a lot of people going, you had me, then you lost me.
Huh. The Kansas City Chiefs, for some reason, the parade got some people worked up because, well, no, it was our car chase, which was cool. But I guess the players were a little bombed.
Oh, yeah.
And, And people in the crowd were throwing him beers, and they were just down him.
Holmes made a great catch.
And somebody almost fell off the double-decker bus.
Oh.
Really?
Who? Yeah. I don't know who it was, but it just sounded like the players were, they were kind of bombed. They were drinking, and people were throwing beers to their vehicles.
What is the downside of that?
Well, the people in line, well, the people who were crowded along there on the parade route were not allowed to drink.
Oh.
And it was only 11 o'clock in the morning, so I guess people thought, there's children out here.
Children have seen people drink.
It's a party.
Patrick Mahomes, I saw him. He and Kelsey went to a Post Malone concert.
Yeah.
In Kansas City, right after the Super Bowl. Was it the next night, maybe? And he must be bummed because he walks in where the artist walks in.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody knows who he is, and he's like putting his hand up to his ear, like, yeah, let's hear it. And they're cheering wildly. And he's dancing with some chick back there, and then he's dancing with another chick, and he's just very, very loose.
Mahomes.
But yeah.
Yeah.
He's only 24 years old.
Was his girlfriend there?
I think she was there.
Was his brother there?
I did not see Patrick Mahomes' brother. But Post Malone was wearing a Mahomes jersey. So, Mahomes.
And then they partied with him afterwards, Post Malone did.
Hell yeah, they're kings of the world right now. Let them celebrate. They just won the Super Bowl.
Patrick Mahomes needs to be a little cautious because just don't want him to get out of hand and have a problem that would put some, just perhaps sour the Super Bowl just a bit.
How old is he, though?
24. He's 24 done everything right to this point.
Give him
the benefit of the doubt. Let this kid live his life.
I am happy to give him the benefit of the doubt. Just seems like he's having a lot of fun, and I don't want him to spoil it.
Shut up.
That's all.
Let him have a blast. He does have a huge contract coming up.
Oh, I bet he gets a mighty... I wonder if they'll win multiple championships. He's pretty good.
I wouldn't put it past him. It depends how long Andy Reid wants to go.
He's not leaving, is he?
Maybe he should step down, and then finally Eric Bieniemy can be a head coach. Because, you know, he's not being a head... Nobody will hire Bieniemy because he's black. That's a narrative out there.
I see. But, you know, I have to say something about, you know, we were talking about Katie Sowers, and, of course, for some reason, I guess just because she's this, you know, beloved figure, anything that suggests that this isn't a good story. And I thought it was a good story. It's just the commercial was so stupid. It was just a ridiculous commercial. So
it's a great story.
Katie Sowers out of it. Yeah, it's a great story. For the NFL, you know, there's so many areas where you can say, not just the NFL, but probably the NBA, probably the NHL. Well, the NHL doesn't have many. How many black players are in the NHL?
Popeye Jones's kid. There's one. Sorry.
I mean, the first one
that popped to my head. Of course, I'd refer to his dad.
I don't really know why.
Seth Jones,
yeah.
He's good. Subban. Really good.
Why are black guys playing hockey? Is that a cultural thing? Is it an inner city thing?
Is it an expensive sport to play?
Well,
it's a very expensive sport to play. It's very expensive to buy the equipment. It's very expensive for the ice time. It's probably the most expensive sport.
Are there a lot of rinks in the inner city?
Well, that's what I was thinking was just, you know, if you assume that a certain percentage of African Americans live in metropolitan areas.
Urban, yeah.
That I don't know. I'm just asking because
I'm just saying
it just seems like as soon as blacks get into a sport, they start to dominate the shit out of it. 25 black guys in the NHL?
Six here in the United States.
Is Grant Fuhr still in the NHL?
No, but Giovanni Smith is, and he's
no,
with the Red
he's
Wings.
Not.
Wasn't it always Grant Fuhr like for the longest time?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Poor Grant
Fuhr. I didn't even know he was black because I remember somebody going, hey, Grant Fuhr, he's the only black in the NHL. It's like, Grant Fuhr's black? I mean, I'd only seen him with his mask. I don't watch that much hockey.
But I think there's only 5 American black players in the NHL.
That's
the rest of them are mostly from Canada, but some from overseas.
I'm not knocking black people. I would just think that there'd be more resources in attempting to get black guys to play hockey. Because, I mean, look at basketball. Look at football. Look at the NFL. But what I was going to say about Katie Sowers is...
Whatever you say, Jimmy the Greek.
No, I'm not going to say. Well, I know. I'm sorry. The NFL is what, 60% black, 13% of the population. Every fucking running back, every fucking wide receiver, every deep. Well, just about
taking over the quarterback position.
Who cares? I don't understand. Honestly, watching that Michael Vick thing, I was like, wait a second. How could there have only been one black quarterback in the 70s? That seems incredible to me.
Honestly,
I know how ridiculous. And there were guys dominating college football. But the NFL is, it's got to be 60% black, 70% black, something like that. Some insanely high number. And all the key positions, well, except quarterback. And I'm sure that will change. But
and punter.
Why aren't there more?
There's Reggie Roby.
You know, for all the talk about the NFL should do more about this or the NFL should do more about that, why aren't there more black coaches and why aren't there more black general managers? How many black general managers are there?
It's a fair question. I don't know why there are more. You know, they have the Rooney Rule, which...
Well, that's so you're supposed to interview somebody.
There's currently 5 African-American GMs in the NFL.
Hmm.
Oh, Ozzie Newsome. He's one of the best
He's good.
Ever.
Yeah, very good.
The Ravens.
And how many black coaches are in the NFL?
Reggie McKenzie, not so much. How many black coaches?
Yeah.
Let's see. Flores. Why am I going to try and name them all?
Well, not that hard. No, I would
so far
just...
So I named one.
I would just really think there would be more by now.
That's pretty bad. I can only think of one. Who's Cincinnati's coach? Is Marvin...
Marvin Lewis.
Is Marvin Lewis still in Cincinnati? I don't even know anymore.
Who knows? Who's coaching Arizona State in football now?
Oh, it's Herm Edwards. Is Tony Dungy somewhere?
No. He's broadcasting.
That's what I feel.
Who's guy at University of Illinois?
Oh, my God. This is so racist.
Oh, Lovie Smith?
Lovie Smith, thank coach. You.
Well, Mike Tomlin.
I'm racist. I'm just pointing
Tomlin,
out.
Tomlin, that's right. God, I feel
Flores
about Tomlin.
With the Dolphins. Yeah. And,
who else?
I don't know. There's one more.
So there's two.
There's one more.
That's pretty bad.
I'm surprised, honestly, at this point.
I know we're forgetting one, which is good. That means we don't see color.
Demi Lovato rumored to be with Machine Gun Kelly. Which... And that immediately sounded bad to me.
She's
not supposed to party. I mean, isn't he kind of a wild dude?
He's partying all the time.
She was leaving a club with him at 2 o'clock in the morning, and
I'm just saying.
The funny thing about it was, they said, this is on TMZ. I mean, it's being reported in other places too, but they were saying that,
you are fake news.
It looks a little unusual because she's really just sort of, getting out there and living a normal life now. But of course, she's going to date somebody. But leaving a club at 2 o'clock in the morning with Machine Gun Kelly, is that really
this
the right?
This is Kelly.
Is that really what Demi Lovato needs right now? And so they came back. Demi Lovato's people said, yeah, they just had me leaving at the same time, and they got into separate cars.
Who is so concerned with who Demi Lovato is dating?
Well, Demi Lovato's had some troubles.
Although, I guess if she's going to capitalize on some of that with songs, like Sober.
Yeah.
That maybe we should care.
Isn't it kind of
funny?
Isn't
she gender fluid now, or not gender fluid? Sexually fluid?
I didn't understand what the verdict was there. Just that she announced some change in her sexuality, but I didn't know what it was.
But the story was how she came out to her parents as sexually fluid. I'm like, they don't want to hear that if you're binarily fluid. Is that a thing? I don't know. They don't want to hear about you banging all the guys you're banging, like Wilmer Valderrama or Machine Gun Kelly. Or your drug dealer.
You know, and they happened.
She's dated so many dudes.
I just thought what was silly, though, was that they got in separate cars. Well, they could get in separate cars and go to the same place. That does not solve.
That's not environmentally smart.
No, that would be.
And they would never do something that's.
They would have to bill Elton John for the carbon footprint, obviously. But, you know, when they were talking about it, they mentioned that Machine Gun Kelly has been dating Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah,
does Kate Beckinsale date anyone over 30?
No. That's her way of getting back at Pete.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Are they friends?
Probably. And who is Pete Davidson nailing now?
I think he's in rehab.
Of course.
Wait, he was on Saturday Night Live.
Saturday.
Wasn't he?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know. I didn't watch it. Wasn't he in rehab like a week ago or two weeks ago?
His appearance on SNL was actually pretty funny. He was Hunter Biden, and he came into court on one of those, what do they call, hoverboards?
Yeah.
Oh, and he was very skilled on the hoverboard, too.
They fired Woody Harrelson for that?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, wait, no, he was Biden. Joe Biden.
He was Joe Biden, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, you had the team photo for Demi Lovato.
Yeah.
I got to say, not a bad team photo.
Let's take a look. A
lot of members.
And there's some women, too. Austin Wilson.
Never.
Henry Alexander Levy. JoJo Gomez, who's a lady. Nice.
She's a lady.
Lauren Abedini, who's a lady.
She's hot.
Nice. Pretty. And now, this is where she started.
Brandon.
This is where she starts nailing UFC fighters. Guilherm Vasconcelos and Luke Rockhold.
Ooh,
Ooh, she nailed Ruby Rose.
Nice.
She's hot.
Jay Mansell. I don't know. He looks like Urkel. Rob Kardashian. Oh. What?
Batting ninth.
Come on.
Wilmer Valderrama. Yeah. Joe Jonas.
Oh, Joe Jonas can't get more than 5'8". Get him out of here.
Miley Cyrus's brother, Trace.
Oh, he's such a tool. Have you followed, have you actually done the deep dive on Trace?
No, can we see his team photo?
Trace Cyrus.
Alex DeLeon, Cody Lindley, and Jonathan Fryer. So.
Guess what Trace Cyrus does?
He's a musician.
Yes.
Of course.
But I think he thinks he's the heavy metal Cyrus.
Oh, great. Just what we needed. Isn't that what people want?
And he thinks he is so hot, and he and his girlfriend post these ridiculous things on Instagram where they're just up really late partying.
Oh, cool.
Exciting.
And he's got a zillion tattoos.
This isn't heavy metal.
I didn't know what it was. I just know he's not in the Miley zone. Well, what's that? There's skulls.
There's skulls. By the way, his whole skin is a green blob. I mean, he's got tattoos.
Yeah, you didn't say that.
Shit.
All right, I'm going to fast forward to his part of the song. Let's see.
Is that his girlfriend? I think it is. Yeah, there's his blobbed out face.
That's him singing.
He looks like Noah Cyrus.
Oh, God. Yeah, heavy metal.
I think I just looked at him and thought he was goth or something.
Well, yeah, when you got tattoos all over your face, I don't know. But then again, that's all mumble rap. Mumble rap puts those tattoos on your face.
Is he a star?
Yeah, just ask him.
I'm asking you because I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Should we look up if he sold any albums?
But he, I think I was in his Instagram and I just scoffed at how hot he thinks he is.
I just love the thought of you on Trace Cyrus's Instagram.
You know what? It was one of those things where I ran into him and I'm like, wait, Trace Cyrus? There's another Cyrus? And so I started diving on him a little bit and I was like, oh God, of course. I mean, if I thought I would like him, I would, you know, I wouldn't say, I just thought he was a total ass. He just seemed like
he wasn't a rock.
He was everything I thought Miley Cyrus's brother would be.
Hey, check this out real quick though.
Yeah, he was in a band.
Yeah, a band called Metro Station.
I want to go a little sidetrack here. I just want to let you guys know that Rob Kardashian,
yeah,
he nailed Demi Lovato, who banged Joe Jonas, who banged Ashley Greene, who plowed Adrian Grenier.
Wow. Grenier.
Whatever. Who nailed Courtney Robertson, who had sex with Ben Flajnik, who...
The Bachelor!
Had sex with Kris Jenner.
Oh! Rob Kardashian separated with his mom.
Oh, man.
Good job.
Hi, Mommy.
Nice family. Like 6 degrees from your mom.
Rob
Maybe
Kardashian.
That's why you put on all that weight.
Can we look at Rob Kardashian's team photo?
Yeah, you're not going to be happy with it.
Why?
Because
he has a lot of babes?
Dude,
look at that. Look at the pile of women.
Hold on a minute. There's one in here that I can't. They had to have made a mistake.
Really?
Okay.
I don't know. He's a Kardashian.
The website's never wrong, Brandon.
Kara Monaco, who's hot.
Wait, Kara Monaco, wasn't she a Playboy chick?
I don't know.
She's a knockout.
Adrian Houghton, Lisa Ann, the porn star, the one that was very mean to us at 105.1.
Oh, she was really mean.
Malika, Lexi Marie, Angela Simmons.
Oh, man.
Jasmine Sanders.
They're all knockouts.
Shira Mari, Demi Lovato, Jenna Shea.
Some of them look like porn stars.
Hold on, wait a minute. You guys are going to be furious
in a minute.
Dalika Bryan, whoa. Rosa Acosta, jeez. Alessandra Teresi.
No
wonder he's so fat. He's been eating all that.
Daphne Joy, Nasa Jarafarian, Rita Ora.
Rita Ora? Really?
What?
Lovely Rita. Amina Blue, Black China, Alexis Sky, Megan James, Star Divine, Jennifer Lawrence.
No way.
What?
Bullshit.
Thank you, Stan.
Sorry, buddy. Not in a
Call Stan?
Anastasia Karnakakalu.
Wait, that was bullshit.
She is a really big fan of the Kardashians, though.
That's right.
Man.
She, but would, right. Would you I'm that Goog- Kardashian?
I'm going to Google it. Jennifer Lawrence. Ugh. I'm just so...
She was, this she website a, tells you.
Look at, wait, wait. Go back to her.
This website says that Jennifer Lawrence and Rob Kardashian hooked up in 2018.
Oh, you know what I say?
What?
Bullshit.
Look at her team photo, by the way. Look who's number one on her team photo.
What? Oh, boy.
Go ahead.
Chris Martin? Harvey Weinstein. Oh, were they boyfriend and girlfriend?
Does that really count as part of a team photo?
Here's a story.
What? How many? What is his team photo look
like? Oh, yeah.
Is it appropriate to look at that?
That was it. We just looked at it.
No, Harvey.
Harvey's?
Oh.
It has pretty much all the women that he's been accused of.
So is it like 84 women?
You can't include rape victims in your team photo.
Okay, I'm sorry. It was inappropriate.
It's like, I don't know.
I know, but it's on.
Buying players.
Ugh. Investigators went to his team photo to find out who they needed to interview for the case.
Are you bringing this back to FIFA, Mark?
What?
Are you bringing it back to FIFA?
No, well, just, you know, the Yankees sign anybody they want.
Okay.
Jennifer,
I'm not saying he violated the transfer. Well, no, he did violate the transfer window.
Jennifer Lawrence turned to Rob Kardashian to get over her ex, Darren Aronofsky.
Oh.
Great director, by the way.
Oh, God.
I knew that was coming.
She's keeping up with Rob Kardashian, apparently, who briefly met... Keeping up.
Shut up.
Hate that writer. Too briefly met in passing.
Him and her got it on. Woo!
And Jennifer told friends she thought he was sort of cute.
Bullshit.
So when Chris approached her about taking Rob out, Jen figured, why not? After a few long phone calls and coffee dates and lunches, Jen is pleasantly surprised. What? Ugh. He's such a tool. Ugh. He's always going for the bad girl, so Jen is a complete breath of fresh air.
Oh, shut up.
I want to
in, out, in, out three times.
I mean, I have to put the X on her now. I cannot be with Jennifer Lawrence. I'm breaking up with Jennifer Lawrence.
Up, down.
I can see.
It's over.
I'll see past it.
If we had a future, it's over.
I'll look past it.
One of our listeners started.
But she breaks up with people, though. She makes unfortunate choices. Ooh. So
I don't know if I want to.
Great point.
I want to encourage this, but one of our listeners started a Twitter fight with Richard Marx.
What? Is it Jim?
Yes. No, it's not Jim. It's somebody else. Okay, Richard Marx.
It's like shooting fish in a barrel.
When Rush Limbaugh was announced, he had stage 4 cancer. Who's Sage Rosenfels?
The former quarterback?
Is that who that is?
He's a quarterback, Sage Rosenfels. I don't know what he's doing now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's him.
Yeah.
Okay, so he sends out this picture of Rush Limbaugh and says, "That time Rush Limbaugh made fun of Michael J. Fox and his Parkinson's disease."
Sage Rosenfels tweeted that?
Yeah, and Richard Marx retweeted it and said, what a truly disgusting piece of trash. No wonder Trump loves him.
Oh, Sage, by the way, writes for The Athletic, and he does sports radio.
Okay.
So, great.
So then Paul says, you're still performing concerts while congratulating cancer? You know, your fans are mostly geriatric in nature, right? Sort of cancer prone?
Oh. Oh, my God. He could not respond quick enough to that, right?
And Richard Marx says, calling out someone for being a real sack of shit is celebrating the disease they now have? Are you always this pinheaded?
Oh my God, he gets mad. Jesus.
I gotta say, I love the phrase sack of shit.
It's pretty cool.
You think of a sack of shit.
Like- Marx, they just roll off his tongue. He's been on Twitter a lot. So then Paul says, so then would you say you're not celebrating his cancer? I think it'd be nice of you to offer him some thoughts and prayers as he and his family endure this tragic diagnosis. Mark says, you're not too bright. I don't pray, but if I did, I'd save my prayers for people going through horrible situations who aren't hateful, despicable people themselves.
Oh, my God. He's got so much time on his hands.
Why would he even respond?
Because he's got time on his hands.
He can't help it. He just can't help it.
How many people in our orbit
right
have,
there waiting for
have taunted Dick Marx, and do you think he's aware of that?
Well, Jim Bentley and Paul.
Well, I consider
Wait,
Ted McClellan
Bentley?
A friend.
Was it Bentley? No.
Bentley
was...
did. Bentley got his ire up. He's very proud that he got a... he was in a battle the other day with Alyssa Milano's supporters.
We got an email.
She liked one of the responses to him, so he knows she was reading it, and he said, probably on the shitter.
Somebody emailed and said, Celine guy. Graduated with that Celine guy. Celine. Meaning George Costanza?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Or his son? Or
no, George with him.
That guy went to Celine, too?
And why did you stay in Mexico?
He went to Dearborn High in 1988. Remember him being outspoken for no reason. He was very bright, though. Rush Gibbs, he was in Rush Gibbs' video production class. Clan.
Why are you doxing him?
No kidding.
I'm not doxing him. Punks, skins, and alternatives, a.k.a. giblets? Huh? I don't know what that means. Anyway, that reminds me.
A.k.a. my wiener.
So I'm watching the Fox News story about this asshole in Salinas.
Celine.
And we were debating before the show, by the way, whether he's racist or xenophobic.
I know, it's really splitting hairs.
It was really a pretty funny debate. But anyway, this guy, his son has distanced himself from him, and his son put out a statement. And honestly, there was more hubbub in Celine yesterday. Did you see the protests?
Celine.
Wow. And, you know, I thought the reaction, in a way, the reaction was pretty cool because it was like he said it and it was just like, oh, I mean, just bam. There wasn't even a half a second.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he was shot down really fast.
He went to his bedroom to say goodnight and he was crying because of the abuse that he was enduring in this school system.
Then why didn't you stay in Mexico?
I don't know if I would gasp.
Was he sitting there going, I'm going to tell this fucker. Should have stayed in Mexico. Was he just waiting? I
don't know. He seems very Costanza-like, doesn't it? To just blurt out something like that.
Well, you watched the Fox story when the reporter then caught him outside and was like, so do you have anything further to say? And he's like, you are fake news. To her.
Who the hell is Eduardo Sanchez?
He said that to him?
Yes. She was the Fox reporter that was
national or
shooting.
Local?
No, local.
No, local, yeah.
What? Says she wanted to talk to him about it, and he said no. And then he said, did she ask him again? And he said, you are fake news.
He just pointed at her, she said, and said, you're fake news.
You are fake news.
Oh, Lord. Really?
Oh, no. That's fake news.
Nice
so
comeback.
Stupid. Why? I would have wanted to know.
After he said it, did he go? The shrug with palms the palms up?
Fake news. Fake news.
I would have had to ask, why am I fake news? Why are you saying I'm fake news?
It did not make sense, but it was just...
I'm asking to interview you.
Yeah. That's as real as it gets.
What is fake about that?
Yeah, I don't know.
And you don't even know what the news is because we haven't even done the story yet.
What are you talking about, dude?
Good God. Yeah, so the kid is... I thought his kid was in the high school for some reason, but he's been in the... He's been in the military for 4 or 5 years.
That's going to make for an awkward Thanksgiving.
I wonder if the kid and him are actually on speaking terms. I mean, the kid sounded like he was basically just throwing his dad under the bus and saying, look, that's nothing.
There's so many things I want to know about this. Why was he at the meeting?
The guy?
Wasn't the meeting about what was going on in the high school? Because he even said that himself. He's like,
I thought you said it was a diversity meeting.
Yeah, but I thought it was about the things that had happened in the high school because when
we don't know if he has other children.
Okay. I thought maybe he was starved for attention. Or if he thought this was his time to deliver.
Looking for a venue.
This is my time to deliver my big line.
Gee, I can't wait till I go to high school.
I've been workshopping it for years.
Maybe he says it everywhere.
And why did you
practicing it?
What is he? He's the shock. Well, no, because he's a heckler. He just likes to
Mexico,
heckle people.
Or as I like to call it, God's blind spot.
Oh, I bet you he's mad he didn't use that line, Brandon.
You know, we're wrapping up here. I meant to, at the beginning of the show, mention, and we just got kind of off track or around the way, but in addition to Trump and Pelosi just completely turning the temperature up today, the Republicans...
No, I want you two to kiss each other.
The Republicans are... They were suggesting that Pelosi would be charged with something like destroying public records. You know, I'm like, oh, come on. Really?
Okay. Wouldn't that be great? They charge her with that and they come in her office and she's taping it back together. Destroying public. Give me a break.
Why would you do that? And also,
you can't call witnesses, though, if you charge her.
No.
Whatever that case, you cannot call
well,
witnesses.
Well, she's on TV doing it, so.
And you can't call any of the million witnesses.
Bullshit.
And also, they requisitioned, two Republicans requisitioned Secret Service for Hunter Biden's travel records.
Jeez. Oh, my
so,
God. How exhausting.
Here we go. I mean, wouldn't it have been nice if everybody just said, you know, this is a really terrible chapter. I'm sorry.
Yeah, right. Are they going to keep going forth with that Hunter Biden investigation when Joe drops out in a few weeks?
Exactly. That's
No, they won't. I don't think they will. And Joe Biden's brother, this is a headline in the Daily Mail today. Joe Biden's brother, Frank, owes dead man's family $1 million for 80-mile-per-hour crash, but has never paid a cent in 20 years, and the Democratic candidate did nothing. And then they go on to say that Frank Biden, Joe's brother, vacations at $1,000 a night.
Trump Hotel. Oh.
Thank you.
I mean, these people, I feel like, can they just take a month off or something?
No.
Just give us a break.
They're not tired of winning.
They also mentioned.
To be tired of winning by now.
Let's see.
I'm just saying.
Oh, remember when that guy, and this was so stupid, when Obama was talking about something, I think he was talking about healthcare, and that guy, Joe Wilson, goes,
You lied!
Yeah, hilarious.
We have the audio.
You lie guy.
Yeah. Ooh,
no, that's, he's right.
The reforms I'm proposing would not apply to those who are here illegally.
Hold on, let me back up.
What a
up.
Dick.
Not apply to those who are here illegal.
You need to leave.
Where was she?
He was censured. I didn't remember that.
Did you see Pelosi's face?
I know.
She can't believe.
So
I'm surprised she didn't die.
Anyway, that was the justification for, well, that's why we need to get this records charge, destroying public records charge, because Joe Wilson was censured, so she should be equally, you know, punished.
Is that really?
By the way, where's that public record of her copy of the speech go?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is that a public record?
How do we know
record?
That was even the speech? Maybe it was other paperwork she was working on.
Or maybe it was him and he just wrote F you a million times on the page.
Honest to God, it's just children.
Yeah.
They act
it's
like
a reality
children.
Show.
Ugh.
We can't turn it off. People love it.
Thank you.
I don't know. 37 million watched the speech, only
a lot of
9 million less than the year
Still
before.
A lot of people.
Yeah, they were talking about.
How did it do on TikTok?
No idea.
TikTok it?
Obama's last one was 31 million, but then they mentioned Clinton's last Wrong. State of the Union address was 43 million. So Wrong. Trump did have good ratings his first year.
Thank you.
And who's Michigan State going to hire for football?
Katie Sowers.
Maybe.
Sounds like Luke Fickle.
Who cares?
Who looks like Judge Alex? Who else does he look like? There's somebody else he looks like. He looks Adam Sandler-esque.
I can't get past the fact that he lost 7 games at Ohio State. It just seems like.
But that was a weird transition.
I know, it was a weird year.
Post-Trestle.
He's gone
a hell of a job at Cincinnati.
Yeah, he's gone 26-13 at Cincinnati, which is good. But it's funny, that name, it just doesn't sound like a winning name to me. I don't know why. Luke Fickle. Give me 20, Fickle.
Fickle is Einhorn.
That's really funny. It doesn't sound like.
But Luke,
I don't know. The name bothers me.
Vegas right. released the odds. Luke Fickle is the favorite, followed by Pat Narduzzi, Mike Tressel, Chris Creighton.
Why would they want Narduzzi?
He hasn't done
McElwain.
That well at Pitt, really. I don't know what his record is at Pitt. I bet it's a little over 500, maybe.
Jim McElwain, that'd be great. Florida's old coach.
And the Pistons traded Andre Drummond.
Yeah.
Okay.
Finally.
This is what's
Thank
so strange
you.
About sports now. Andre Drummond is really, he's been generally the biggest asset the Pistons have.
Mm-hmm. And the most polarizing player.
He leads the league in rebounding.
Yep.
Every year, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
And they get Brandon Knight, John Henson,
we drafted,
and a 2023 second-round pick. So, in other words, they just dumped him and his contract.
Pretty much, yeah, because he was going to accept the player option of $29 million next year. That's what sports is. Sports is all about money. That's what I hate about it is you got to think about contracts now when there's a trade.
No, I know. Like, you can't even be a fan and not think about the money part.
Can we just get rid of a salary cap? I gotta say, it's very anti-American to have a salary cap.
Yeah, but if you have a salary cap, then it just comes down to whichever owner is the richest.
Stan?
Bullshit.
Thank you. Stan was a little delayed there. I don't think I mean, so. The baseball honestly, doesn't have one, and, you know, Houston's won a World Series. Kansas City has.
Who's the favorite this year? Who's the two favorites?
It's always going to be New York and Boston. But even
No, it's New York and L.A.
But they even run into problems. Look at Mookie Betts got traded because they don't want to pay him.
The Yankees haven't won a championship since when?
Yeah, I don't know. It works in the...
2000? They won since 2000?
Yeah. Works in the Premier
League.
Oh, yeah,
that's right. They had the A-Rod team. 2009 or 10 or something?
Yeah, 2009.
They need to get rid of a salary cap.
It's just weird that Andre Drummond, you know, this guy that probably a lot of jerseys around town, and he's the most recognizable guy on the team, and we just get rid of him for
one
a guy...
One of them 6'11".
A guy averaging 6 points and a guy averaging 5 points. Mm-hmm. They're both veterans. I mean, there's no upside.
No.
They're just dumping contracts back, essentially, but less. Yeah. And so now the Pistons will have the money.
Nothing for them.
I guess I take it the Pistons will have the money to get a free agent now.
Yeah,
and that's
I'm sure,
why it's good.
Yeah, I'm
and
sure
Andre Drummond,
get the right guy, too.
Then
boom goes the dynamite.
They always do.
Sure.
Corny as it sounds, it's 2020, so why aren't you 2020 in 2020? That is, without glasses and contacts. Only way to get there is to opt for a safe, painless, brief procedure at the Yellow Eye Center. For 2 years now, listeners have told us how easy it is. Call the number. At your convenience, get the free evaluation from Dr. Yaldo. He may say you're a perfect candidate or that you don't need to do anything. He might recommend you wait until a condition may change. Regardless, he's got the multifocal lens implants and the regular LASIK. And if not, they've got lots of frames there. They've got sunglasses, contacts. Just get your regular optical treatment. And if you can, do what hundreds of our listeners have. Make the call. Call Dr. Yaldo. Make an appointment. Understand be required of you to rid you of glasses, contacts, and reading glasses. Decide for yourself. 800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or go to Yaldo Eye Center. And you want to hit the outro, Brandon? And I'll mention that if you could like us on Facebook. And Elric has more Facebook likes than us, so he's next in my sights.
Beyond Dustin Diamond?
Dustin Diamond has more Twitter followers. Oh, at Drew Mike Podcast for Twitter, by the way.
Hey, I saw Dustin Diamond's picture on the wall at Tommy's Parthenon.
Ugh.
Really? What, did you stand up there or something?
Must have. Yeah, they do have entertainers.
That's how he paid for his bill.
It has to be.
So, yeah, like us on Facebook. Review us on Facebook. Also, the reviews on iTunes are much appreciated. As we've almost got 4,800, I think. Pretty darn good. And what else can you do for us? Well, you can use our Amazon portal. We've got a donate bar. Somebody was saying, I love the show. I haven't donated yet. I'm waiting until you have a recurring donation. I said, well, I'm happy just that you listen, but we do have a recurring donation. So they made one. It was pretty cool. I thought that was pretty cool.
You are 1,699 followers away.
From Elric?
From Dustin Diamond.
I think I've gained a little ground, though.
Yeah, 1,700.
What's he still, 14.2?
Yeah.
All right. Took me a long time to get to 12.4 from 12.3. 12.5 is coming a little quicker, but, you know, you gain 10, you lose 5. You gain 5, you lose 3. But it's at Drew Mike Podcast if you can follow me on Twitter and help me in my desire to pass Dustin Diamond.
Yeah, you're nothing without your following.
No, I'm nothing. Nothing anyway.
You, that's all you care about.